Okay. Cheers to Muammar Gaddafi.
Yay. Thanks for ruling Libya for so many years.
He's Libya?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, he is the ruler of
Libya.
I thought it was Egypt.
No, it's Hosseini Mubarak, but not anymore.
Hosseini.
Oh, my mistake. I thought I was being funny.
If your name has an S-S-E-I-N in it, you are bad.
What about
I'm pretty sure.
Barack Hussein Obama?
Exactly.
Oh, this got political.
All of a sudden, he ended
the streak of white lightning in the White House.
You know, Black Lightning, or as they called him in the cartoon, Black Vulcan?
Yeah.
Right.
I like that they still have his name. This is a comic character for those of you that aren't cool
Who's
enough
black.
To read. He's a black guy.
Yeah.
And they named him Black Vulcan in the cartoon.
I like to, they're like, well, let's change one of these two words and we'll change lightning to Vulcan.
This is Black Vulcan is a racist name, guys.
What is Vulcan?
How about Black Lightning? I think.
It's something to do with rubber.
Yeah.
But what is that? Did he still have lightning powers?
Listen, I don't fucking know. Yeah.
Maybe
I'm not an electrician,
something
I'm a comic
nonsensible.
Nerd. A Vulcan is a guy who's very logical.
And has pointy ears.
Yes.
So it's something like, let's name him Black Welder or something like that. Black Machinist.
Ooh. I could see a movie about a really thin black guy who turns out, I don't want to give the movie away, turns out he killed somebody with a car. It's all in his head. Oops.
Boom.
Oh, spoiler alert.
Ian, do you want to spoil a movie? Quick.
No, I don't like spoiling movies very much.
Ian,
but I will say, you know what? In Casablanca, it doesn't work out for Humphrey Bogart.
Catfish, he doesn't have cancer. Okay.
Oh.
So you guys are a lot less drunk than the last time I saw you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were at a party last weekend, dressed up.
We were.
Ian, you were an abortion doctor.
I would say I just had a lot of infant patients that had too many
heads. You know what you were? You were, for the first half, just a bloody doctor because you didn't want to say in front of all the parents that you were an abortion doctor.
Right.
And then you morphed.
Exactly.
I'll be honest right now, didn't know you were supposed to be an abortion doctor until just now. Not a
lie. That's why the baby doll head.
I didn't get it. I thought just a creepy guy.
That's okay.
I mean, you did. You know what? You looked good.
And it was subtle.
And Alec, you are on a radio right now, so maybe you could do a little to give our listeners a hint.
Oh,
don't say who you were.
All right.
But just say.
Old blank. They say, blank, you pay your dues. I said, yes, sir. Check is in the mail.
First person who responds to this posted show with the correct answer of who that was will win a fabulous prize.
That wasn't at the party.
From our studio.
That wasn't at the
party. Yeah, who wasn't at the party.
Speaking of studio,
Ian has
a wonderful new name.
I do. I decided that a good name for this area should be the Helpful Snow Fort.
What do you think?
I liked it.
Okay.
Yeah,
helpful
it made
snow
me
fort.
Chuckle. The helpful snow fort.
That's going to be excellent. I need to get on GoDaddy before this post.
Exactly.
I know nothing about GoDaddy except for the commercials have big titted ladies.
Yeah, and Joan Rivers.
Yeah, that's all I know. Like, I don't know if it's a domain selling site or if it's an auction eBay site, but they're like, GoDaddy.com has boobs.
It's a little bit of both, because what you do is you get on, and if you want a website, you buy the name you want.
Okay.
Or if you're enterprising, you can get on there and you buy up websites in hopes that someone will want to buy it off you, and then you can post it for people to buy from you.
I've got a question. Which enterprise? The one from Star Trek, the motion picture, or the one from Star Trek, the Next Generation?
The car rental.
Oh, zing.
So at this party, I made some pulled pork.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what we ate. And it was
a lot of pulled pork.
I didn't get
like
enough of it.
8 fucking pounds.
It sucks because it was so fucking delicious. And I was like, I'll have time to go back for seconds.
Yeah.
And then bam, I was drunk. You were gone. The pulled pork wasn't in my fucking fridge.
Yeah. So here's what I thought of. Because then he texted me and said, I want some pulled pork. So I think what we're going to do is play a game. And we'll have some listeners who can win too. But you'll be playing personally for pulled pork, the home version.
You just made me about 50 fucking times more interested in whatever game we're playing.
So we have the
Spider-Man,
the child Spider-Man mask of names to draw from. These are all of our commenters and listeners.
Right.
So pick out a name, and that's who you'll be playing for.
Okay.
Alex gonna pick out a name.
I hope. Oh, that's the
that's the tag.
Yep.
The tag, by the way, almost as big as the entire fucking mask. It's so small.
You're playing for
the country of Vietnam right now.
Do I say who I'm playing for?
Yeah.
All right. Oh, Nika!
Nika.
My gardener and friend. Olé, Nika.
Nicanor, who is Argentinian and was dressed as a Mexican.
Awesome.
In a rainbow poncho.
Inspired. And the poncho was too short.
Oh,
it
was
down to his
horrifying.
Belly button. It was perfect.
I have Cecily.
Cecily,
oh,
okay.
Nice. She's going to be excited.
I've never met her.
You and I'm going to have lunch with her and tell her about this on Wednesday.
Hopefully you'll have, well.
No, hopefully she fucking loses. Yeah. Cecily, I apologize, but that pulled pork is mine, baby.
Also, Nicanor's poncho, my favorite part. So it had fringe at the bottom. Wasn't even rope. It was like plastic punched out in a rope pattern.
Definitely. It looked like it was made in Mexico, ironically.
Okay, so I was thinking because this game has a sort of a loose meat prize,
okay,
I kind of themed the game to go along with the prize. So I have a theme song ready for the game.
Awesome, about a loose theme meat. Song ready to go.
Yep, here we go. That's not it.
That's the opening of the show.
Just
that's
edit
not
that.
It either.
That's also the opening of the show.
Hang on, I got it here. Don't worry, guys.
Oh, I'm not worried.
Well, while you find it, maybe I should tell the story about God saving me from the police.
There's no time.
There's no time.
Tease it.
Well, God saves me from the police. It's coming up later on this particular episode of The Helpful Snowcast.
Did you write a song? Fuck the police. Fuck the police. Praise him. Fuck the police. Fuck the police. Praise him.
Yep, that's exactly what I did. Okay. I sold it. It's on Christian radio
right
now.
Nice. Here's our game theme song. You guys ready?
Okay, ready.
That was a good tease.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Wait, you promised when you fucking had the...
I'm saving it for a special episode.
You fucking dickhole.
Okay, there's so here's the game.
There's something coming in the future.
Because, as we all know, I'm sure as you all know, Roseanne ran the Lanford Lunchbox where they sold loose meat sandwiches. Whatever that is. So this is a Roseanne-themed game.
It's her lesbian sister's vagina, isn't it?
Jackie.
Yeah. And wasn't it a front?
Old Loose Meat Connor, they called her. So here's how this game works. Okay. From online, I copied...
I can't wait to hear you do that.
So from online, I copied 5 synopses of Roseanne episodes.
Okay.
Okay.
Then there's a 6th, which is a fake one that I invented.
Oh, nice.
All right.
So here's how it's going to go.
Okay.
We're going to like flip a coin or something like that, decide who goes first.
Okay.
I will read all 6... If you go first, Alec,
mm-hmm.
you will eliminate one that you think is real.
Right.
Then it will go to Ian, who will eliminate one that he thinks is real. So you lose by either eliminating the fake one,
okay,
or if you're left holding the fake one like hot potato style.
I understand.
Everybody understand the rules?
Got it.
Have you seen more of this show than me?
I don't know how much of it you've seen. How many episodes of Roseanne have you
God.
Seen?
Oh, God. Probably only a handful. 12? 15?
Name okay. any plot points or anything?
You know, I think Darlene, she's the one with the black hair.
Okay.
The goth one, right?
Yeah.
She's probably going to grow up to be angry.
Probably. She's on a show that's like The View now.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's fucking weird.
Seeing her be all like fucking... Is she like the conservative one?
I don't know.
Okay.
Sarah Gilbert?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She had her period, and I think John had to talk to her, and it was awkward.
Good thing I didn't write that one.
Because
I thought about it.
And then I know that there was one where, well, I know an ongoing plot to one season was that the guy who looks exactly the fucking same and is on that show that only non-nerds think is funny and nerdy.
Yeah.
Big Bang Theory?
Big Bang Theory, yeah.
David.
And he looks exactly the same, but he was going to live with him.
Oh, yeah.
And so, but it was like, so John Connor had to be just like, I'll fucking break you.
John
if
Connor.
You touch. No, not the annoying kid.
It's all right.
What was his name?
Dan Connor.
Dan Connor.
John Connor came back after kicking the crap out of the Terminators to sort out Roseanne's life.
Yep. Anyway, so, I mean, suffice it to say.
So pretty minimal.
Well, I know, too, strangely, that the second blonde to play the other daughter turned out to be the annoying one on Scrubs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ian, do you have a specific episode you remember?
You know, I don't remember a lot of specific episodes, so I think this should be a good game.
Good.
All right.
If both of us aren't like...
Right.
Perfect.
I have the box set Roseanne DVD series home.
Seen all the audio commentaries.
Yeah, listen to all of them.
So here's how it's going to go.
Okay.
I'll read through all of them, and then we'll start with whoever... How do you want to decide who's first?
We'll need to flip a coin.
Don't have any coins.
Let's do it this way.
I have a jelly bean in my hand.
Okay, yeah.
All right.
I like this. If I find the jelly bean... Wait, who wants it? Is it better to be first or...
Is it better to be first or last? I'm not doing the math.
Okay.
It doesn't matter, because if none of us know, then it's fine.
Then I'll be first if the jelly bean is here.
You are first.
So Ian is first. Yep. So I will read through all of these.
All right.
and then I'll delete them as we go.
Okay.
Here we go.
All right.
I thought I had to burp. Okay, here we go.
Okay, here we go. Pause. Oh, good radio.
Number one. When a local radio station offers a country western songwriting contest, Dan digs through trash to find Roseanne's treasure. Dan finds one of Roseanne's poems that could be perfect fit for the contest.
Okay, so country western song, got it.
Okay,
right.
Okay.
Two. An old biker friend of the Connors comes roaring into town. He makes the pair feel old and fat with his wild lifestyle. In the end, they learn that while their lives are not what they had planned, they still feel fulfilled.
Okay.
With hoagies.
Three. Dan and Roseanne leave Becky in charge at home when they start working 15-hour days. DJ starts to feel neglected.
All right.
That's the synopsis. The other ones they give little like one-liners to.
That may have been a way into the series. They were kind of. I think that was a. There are a couple running themes. Well, I'll go through these and then tell you some running themes I discovered.
Okay. 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 That won't ruin the. This game.
Four.
Will
yeah.
It?
Afterwards.
Okay, good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Four. Dan takes DJ for a motorcycle ride, but when DJ falls off the back and scrapes Ooh. Himself, Dan and DJ have to concoct a lie to keep the truth from Roseanne.
I hope that Ooh. One's real, because that one sounds good.
Five. Roseanne's upset with Dan because he'd rather play a game of craps instead of spending a romantic evening with her. Later, she gets drunk with Nancy and walks into a Wayne Newton performance, yelling rude remarks, thinking he's just an impersonator.
Hmm.
All right. That's Seems a lot like, of detail.
Yeah.
And six. Jackie and Roseanne hit the road for Kansas City to meet their father's mistress. Dan goes to beat up Becky's boss after he's extremely rude to her, only to discover that Mark has already taken care of it.
Wait, who's Mark?
Mark is Becky's boyfriend.
So the dad is going to beat up the boss, but yeah. the boyfriend already has?
Yep.
Yeah.
I love the blue-collar problems Classy. That these guys have.
Classy people.
Yes.
All right.
All right.
So you're first, right?
No, I'm first.
Ian's okay. first.
So do you have one you want to eliminate right off?
But and now I'm eliminating one that I think is a real episode.
Yes.
All right. I'm going to go with the biker one as a real episode.
The old biker friend of the Connors comes roaring into town?
Right.
All right, you are correct.
Okay.
Well right. done.
I'm glad right. that this isn't already over. I'm glad.
Yeah,
that would have been really fucking annoying yeah. for me too.
Yeah. Okay.
I do all this work, I get a song.
I'll try not to fuck this up. I think a real episode is John Connor. No, Dan mm-hmm. Connor and Mark both wanting to beat up the boss.
You are correct.
Yes.
That is very
that
much.
That sounds so real and
That
awful.
Was one of the themes. There was probably, you know how like The Simpsons, every season they do like a clip show and then they do a Mr. Burns show.
Yeah, yeah.
And a Halloween show.
Yep.
Dan right. beating up someone inappropriately was a Roseanne theme, big time.
Like that's okay for him
yeah.
to go beat up a boss.
Just taking the law into his
I
own
hands. I
guess
in the 80s though. That's more okay.
Or so. Jackie would get beat up and he would beat up her boyfriend. There was a lot
of domestic violence.
Yeah, violence yeah. being met with violence okay, was a big...
But that was the solution?
Yeah.
All right. Wonder how many episodes wound up with Dan beating up the guy versus like Dan being talked out of it.
I think except for that one, all of them involved him beating up the guy.
He really beat him up?
Yeah, like, he beat up...
Oh, there was one where he ends up in jail. Things. Are you serious?
Yeah, and
God,
then someone
awesome.
Has to bail him out.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
All right.
So, okay.
So, right. Ian, you have to get the next one.
All right, so...
Do you need a brief?
Let me see what I have left. There's the country western one
uh-huh.
is left. There's the dad's mistress one is also left, right?
Dad's mistress.
They go visit
they,
her
yeah.
dad,
oh,
their
yes.
dad's mistress.
They go travel to see the dad's mistress. There's the... No, you just eliminated
no, no,
the...
No. There's a radio station / country song
yeah,
contest.
Okay. Country song contest.
Dan and Roseanne leave Becky in charge. DJ's neglected.
Okay. Right.
Dan taking DJ for a motorcycle ride.
Uh-huh.
And Roseanne being upset with Dan, and then she gets drunk and yells at Wayne Newton.
Okay.
Okay, the Wayne Newton one. I'm going to go with the 15-hour days DJ feeling neglected.
Okay.
As a real episode.
You are correct.
Ooh, this Ooh. Is getting tough.
We're down to
well
three.
Done.
This is good.
Yeah.
Fuck. Okay, so there's the country western trash and treasure one, which yeah. if you wrote that, well done. There's the Wayne...
I wish I could write for Roseanne.
The Wayne Newton one, which seemed like a lot of detail, so that makes
Now
me-
hang on, because if you eliminate and tell what you think is the fake one right now...
That's all right, I can throw him off. Fuck that, I want to go
okay.
through this.
Go
this
ahead.
Is good for... Yeah, yeah, so I mean, the Wayne Newton one, and Ian and I both were like, that's a lot of detail.
Yeah,
like,
both, that is a lot of detail, you know, that's pretty specific.
But okay. I mean, maybe you picked a specific... And it's... All right, and then what was the last one?
Oh, the falling Dan off. Taking DJ
Fuck.
For the motorcycle
And that
ride.
Sounds like too funny for Roseanne after all these beatings. Oh my God. I'm going to have to take the, I hope, easy one.
Okay.
And I hope, oh, that the fucking country western one is real.
You are correct.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Okay. Oh, yes.
So we're down to the last two.
It's
this
on
is
you.
For the winners and for the loose meat.
And I need the fucking loose meat.
Okay, let me just reread
I need
them.
Peter's loose meat.
All Everyone right. at home, I'm going to reread
this is
these.
Good. Fist bump so it for fucking can, both of us. We're doing well.
Hang on.
Yeah. Here. Get the music, the theme music back. Help me think.
Are you okay. going to do the laugh for us?
Roseanne challenge. Here we go. Number one, Dan takes DJ for a motorcycle ride, but when DJ falls off the back and scrapes his head, Dan and DJ have to concoct a lie to keep the truth from Roseanne. Or number two, Roseanne's upset with Dan because he'd rather play a game of craps instead of spending a romantic evening with her. Later, she gets drunk with Nancy and walks into a Wayne Newton performance yelling rude remarks, thinking that he's just an impersonator.
Oh, God. Well, I mean...
Oh, this is great. Well done.
Part of me thinks, like, the second one has so much detail that it seems like it could be real. But on the other hand, I don't see Dan as the kind of guy who plays craps.
That was a little
confused.
That threw me, too.
That seems not to be, like, the kind of thing he would do.
Because he's white.
Right. And he doesn't have a back alley to do it in, you know? Right.
Oh, that's a dice one, craps.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like it's a dice game. No. So it's kind of like, it doesn't seem like he would play dice.
You're right.
But then again, like the other one with DJ falling off the motorcycle,
mm-hmm.
it seems too classic sitcom-y mm-hmm. plot, you know? And I yeah. thought that the writers were usually better. But there's so much loose meat on the line.
Oh, okay.
You know,
always
I
with
think,
Peter.
I think I'm going to go with the DJ motorcycle episode because an early episode of this, in like an early season of the show, they might have gone with a traditional sitcom plot just to get through that early season.
So you're saying the DJ falling off the motorcycle is real?
I think it's real.
All right. So
the reveal.
Your final answer, DJ falling off the motorcycle is real?
Yeah.
You are incorrect, sir.
Oh,
yes! Oh, the loose meat is mine!
DJ awesome. Falling off the motorcycle was a concocted story.
Oh, okay.
Well done, Peter David Dirk.
Well played, everyone.
Yeah, I'm glad we got through that.
Yeah, I should have gone with the less traditional thing.
You should have gone with
yeah,
your gut feeling.
You should have trusted the writers of Roseanne
yeah,
to
yeah.
deliver.
I should have, but I didn't.
Yeah, you're
so.
Like, that hackneyed fucking horrible sounding one that Peter made up.
I gotta say, like, everything sounded, like, in that second story sounded good, except the craps game, because
that
I thought...
That was confusing.
Dice game, that threw me. You know, I was like, I don't see Dan as a craps-playing guy.
But no. You know what? It's a classic TV game, because it's high stakes, and there's a lot of action between the dice and all the table chips and all the pushing them around, whatever's going on.
I guess they could... I guess the
or
thing
is that
is,
roulette?
Well, no, I guess the episode would have taken know. Place in Vegas, so
then
I guess that would have
yeah.
added something. I didn't... I thought,
oh, and Wayne Newton!
Right,
I didn't do that
yeah.
math
right.
either. Why would Wayne Newton
like,
be...
I just, it just kind
of... You know what? That was a tricky one, because yeah. that's actually the second part of a two-parter.
Yeah, so...
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, thank you for losing, because I want that goddamn...
So that's some loose meat,
I'll be taking that pulled pork home.
Right. Nicanor, you win a prize.
Oh, Nika.
Sorry, Cecily.
Hopefully, yeah, Cecily.
You can put her
that,
name
sorry.
With Chris
okay.
and put this name with those other three.
I also...
No, no.
Yeah,
opposite.
This
do the opposite of what you're doing.
Okay.
There you go. everything in your life, do the opposite.
All right.
Nicanor Diaz,
mm-hmm.
Olay, friend.
Yeah.
We're going to get you a religious candle. Probably the same
yeah,
one that you got for Peter.
A votive candle.
That stayed with one of his friends and then in my house for like a year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was a good gift.
That was
votive candles are nice.
Awfully
well, I didn't
good
have
gift.
To touch it. So you were saved by God.
Right. And I think it was due to my votive candles. My numerous votive candles.
Okay.
That so would have been the Mother Mary.
Yeah.
But I was...
I don't know. Why does anyone get the... You get the votive candles and there's a variety. Why would you get anything but the Jesus or the Mary?
When you're
How much variety
super Catholic,
do you need?
You need more variety.
Why?
You're like Santa.
Yeah, but Jesus is like the king of all those, right?
You're just hedging your bets, asshole.
You need like a sacred heart, too.
If you could... Okay, you get...
like the hospital.
Right.
They're eBaying a deck of cards. Mm-hmm. And you could have any card from the suit hearts. And it's from like a movie, a James Bond movie.
Okay.
And so you could pick any card. Which card do you pick?
If you could have any suit...
No, any from hearts.
Oh, it'd have to be the queen or the ace.
Yeah, I'd have to go with a queen or the ace as
okay,
well.
So same thing.
What about you?
The ace.
Okay.
That's the best card. That's
well,
the best
I mean,
looking
queen
card.
Hearts.
Because what are you going to pick, a nine? Way too much
no,
fucking
you're right.
shit
Nobody's
going
doing
on.
The two of hearts. No
yeah.
one's
right.
doing the seven. No.
Same deal.
It's face. I mean, I could even see an argument for a fucking jack or a king if you're that kind of guy. But
if they were pretty cards
or
something.
But face cards or an ace is what you're going for.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So how does that prove your point?
I don't even remember what we were talking about.
We were talking about being saved by God and then somehow.
Oh, yeah. So Jesus is like the ace of votive candles.
Right.
You want the ace. You don't just go with, oh, well.
Thank you, Lemmy. I want to thank Lemmy for coming in here to give that one line before he has to go back to doing coke and collecting Nazi memorabilia, actually.
Yeah. No longer on eBay. Well, like, it's kind of like this. If you had, if you knew an intruder was going to come into your house, he's climbing in your windows, he's snatching your people up.
Uh-huh. Snatching my people?
Yeah. You didn't listen. Okay. So you have, you have an intruder coming in.
Oh, right.
You know he's coming from a crystal ball. This is getting complicated.
I was saying goodbye to Lemmy.
And you could pick a gun.
Okay.
And you could pick a pistol.
Okay.
A
Colt 45.
A rifle or like a gigantic repeating automatic shotgun. What are you going to pick?
A street sweeper, basically.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't know that was the name of that.
So you could pick a gun that's a pistol, which whatever, it might stop him, or a rifle, which is going to be kind of hard, or you can pick the ultimate weapon.
All right. I'll go with the ultimate weapon.
Yeah, do overkill. Same thing with your votive. Do the overkill. Jesus.
Yeah.
The Eye of Agamotto.
Yeah. Jesus is like a shotgun.
Or the Eye of Agamotto.
Do you think if like you had more than one Jesus candle, they would like you to get double Jesus power or
double
they cancel
barrel
each other out?
I think there's only one Jesus.
Okay.
So I don't think you can, you know,
well,
maybe
he's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, depending on the religion.
So you could have three.
Well, he's the same
guy. And draw
like
mustache on one
exactly.
and glasses
on
one.
Yeah, I don't know what the Holy Ghost looks like. I know that he was with us during our middle school dances.
I think that was just Jesus in a sheet with eye holes. That was like his thing when he was a kid.
He's like, ooh,
I'm the Holy Ghost.
And then his dad, who was also him, was like, quit being a douche.
Or maybe it's so that
thy son.
They want to have church, but they still want to be able to watch ghost movies.
Oh, so they can feel good about like
they don't have
the
to
last
feel
exorcism.
Satanist.
They're like, yeah, this is me watching the Lord's work.
Because they're like, well, there's a fucking ghost in there.
Yeah. They got to get it out.
Exactly. So you were saved by a ghost.
All right.
I was saved by a ghost. Right. That I was the other
a friendly ghost.
Yes, a friendly ghost who hates police officers.
Casper?
Yes. All Casper right. hates the cops.
Fucking as he should.
Right.
Yeah. I think that's how he died.
Exactly.
He has a negroid skull, as they say on that show. Have you guys seen this?
No. I thought
what
you
is
just
that
made
show?
That up.
There's one of those shows where it's a forensic show, but they always use these terms like mongoloid and negroid.
Negroid.
And I think they're
That see that's
the shape of the skull.
Like, oh, I get what you're saying. They're saying the term negroid because, you know, Negro, we've all heard from 1970 when that was how you what you call black people.
Right.
It went black, Negro, African-American, black. And mongoloid is what your children will turn out to be.
Well, what comes next? But, they're like, this is a spictoid pattern. I mean, you can't just keep the same word.
This is the old
cheek-eyed.
The gookoid.
Yeah. You can see that the, you know, chink tech tongs are well developed.
All right. So, a gookoid child ghost saves you from the police.
It went from God to Jesus to this crazy racist ghost.
He's not racist.
Ghost.
He's a race.
He's a race.
Don't make the story cool just to impress us.
All right.
Okay.
Well, basically, I was driving down the street, and you know that, like, I'm driving along, it's a nice day, a little bit of traffic, but not too much.
All right.
I feel like I'm there.
Nondescript day. And I stop at a red light, and pulls up behind me a police officer.
Okay.
All right.
And that's never a good feeling.
No, I agree. No matter if you're not doing anything bad, you get that rush of adrenaline, and you're just like, God damn it. You do a little more 10 and 2.
Yep.
You turn your music down, and you get angry.
Especially when I was young, too, sometimes. If a cop was following me, I would just turn off.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just because I was like, I don't really want to. But then I would change my mind and say, well, if I do something and get pulled over, I'll regret not turning off.
Right.
It's a shitty thing that we have to even feel that way.
Yeah.
That I would normally have that strategy, but last year I had done that, and I got pulled over because the cop thought I was trying to run away from him.
Which you were.
For turning down the music?
No, for turning onto a different street.
Oh.
Like sort of making a turn, which would still have taken me to my destination, but just going a little early.
And of course you do that when the cop's behind you.
Right.
And then so it's ironic, not ironic, fucking shitty. They're like, oh, I thought you didn't want me to be behind you, so I pulled you over. It's like, because you're a fucking cop. What did you say to him?
At the time I was like, I didn't even do anything. He's like, do you know why I pulled you over? And I just said, no. Right. You know, which is the kind of thing, like, if I'd been holding, like, a severed head in, you know, my hand, it's like, do you know why I stopped you? No. No idea.
That would have been cool. So awesome. What? You didn't get a ticket, though?
No. Like, when the first time, no.
Wait, let's do one story at a time.
Right.
So you're pulled over, and it's a nice day.
All right, this is the time. Yeah,
he's behind you.
Yeah. He's behind me, and I'm at the red light, and
you're sweating.
I'm sweating a little bit, and I
pulling
look behind
at your
me.
Collar.
I look behind me, and the cop does a little move where he tries to get closer to my car,
yeah.
So that way he can, you know, get a good look.
Oh, see what's going on.
See what's
there.
Going on. Yeah, like there's a sense in which like he's not hanging out and doing something. He's kind of checking me out.
All right.
And so I'm driving along, and I think, you know, because last time I got pulled over for turning off too early.
Right.
I'm just going to take my normal route.
Okay.
And assume, so I'm driving down the street. He's following me. I'm not speeding. It's not even possible to speed.
Right, because there's enough traffic in front of
me. There's enough traffic in front of me.
Okay, I'm here.
I take a right turn. Cop follows
Woo!
Me in the right turn. Oh. Right.
Signal me when it's time.
All right.
You are.
No, here's
the
thing.
That's the gayest police siren. Woo!
Woo! Woo! The police are here!
That's why the cops hate the gays, is because they stole their thing.
That's true. They're like,
woo!
Oh.
All right.
God
woo!
Damn it.
Hot man alert!
People used to respect that, and now they think it's, you know, time for a parade.
They think serving and protecting means something completely different.
Servicing.
Right.
And protected. Using protection.
Yeah, because exactly. Nobody wants the AIDS.
So he's right. Behind you.
So he's behind me. I take a turn. He follows me. So I think, all right, this is not good.
Totally. You get that shittier feeling when he turns with you.
I just take another turn, which is still on my route. He follows me again.
You punks never learn.
No, like, I'm not...
You get pulled over for turning off, and you do the
same
thing.
No, I'm going where I'm, like, where I was going to go.
The recidivism rate.
Right.
Say that word
of
again.
Turner offers.
Recidivism.
All right. And I'm about to pull, like, I'm just driving along, and I'm thinking, all right, he's followed me twice. I'm going to get pulled over for, you know, I'm going to get a ticket for nothing,
so
or I'm
going to
get hassled. No, even better.
Slam on your brakes.
God got involved.
Okay.
You said that.
And
how so?
It started raining. Like, just
all right.
Not dumping rain, but it was raining.
Wait, so you're still driving. You're
I'm
not
still driving.
Over.
I'm still driving
And he's
driving
still
along.
Behind you.
Okay. Right.
On
and
your
then,
ass.
And
it
the rain
stops
starts.
It stops raining, and the second it stops raining, like the exact second, he just pulls off and he goes away.
So the what? Rain, the rain made him, I'm confused as
Let
to how
Let me repeat
God
the story
it.
As right. I understand it.
All right.
You're at a stoplight and there's a cop behind you.
Yes.
You start driving, he stays right behind you.
Right.
You take a couple turns, he's still behind you.
Yeah.
It rains. Then it stops raining and he turns.
No. It doesn't stop raining. It starts to rain and he stops following me. Like,
and
he just says, fuck it, and
just
goes
stops
away.
In the middle of the road?
No, like he... get like
What
been,
is the rain? Did it block with
listen,
a tidal wave?
Listen, are you not... like, he was behind me. He was following me. He was following me close.
Mm-hmm.
All right? It starts raining and he just says, fuck it. He goes into the other lane, pulls out in front of me and drives away because he doesn't want to pull me over and stand outside in the rain.
How do you know he was going to pull you over?
He had followed me for two or three turns.
God told okay. him.
Like, there's a sense in which a cop is not going to follow you that that far, that closely, for that long, and then mm-hmm. be like, oh, well.
Couldn't you just say, though, also on the way to wherever you were going that day, that God kept a cop from pulling you over also?
What if the devil was the one that made it start raining? What if God is on the side of the popo?
I don't think the devil does rain. I think he does... fire.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Did you talk to him about that?
I asked him.
So if it
I
were
didn't get a satisfactory
say,
answer.
Dear Satan.
If it were burning sulfur falling from the sky, then yeah,
Mr.
probably be.
Beelzebub. Right. I just read today, apropos of this,
mm-hmm.
that they found toxicity in American rain, in U.S. rain.
Is this because of Japan's fault?
I don't know. I just saw
oh,
the headline
in general.
And I was like, that's not about comic books. I'm at work.
So it's been raining System of a Down albums.
Yes.
Across the...
Especially, yeah. When Angels Begin to Cry.
I knew those fuckers were up to no good.
You know what?
Those
Serge
Middle Easterns.
I was like, is he Armenian? Where is Armenia?
I think that's
him.
One of the Hungary countries.
You mean in Hungary?
No, starving.
Oh. He does look kind of tiny and
yeah.
malnourished. One of them has a beard.
Yeah, I think
together.
a couple of them have crazy beards.
That's true.
Yeah.
But they broke up. Serge had a couple of lackluster albums.
Speaking of shitty beards.
Bam, back together.
I'm going to say something, describe a person, and mm-hmm. then count down, and we're all going to say who we're thinking of at the same time.
Okay, I like
Santa
so
Claus.
We were talking about music, and there's a guy who's involved with that who's got a slew of shitty beards that I hate.
I'm trying to think.
Think about it, but don't say it, and then I'll count down.
Fuck, but I don't remember his name.
All right.
Okay. But it's not. Okay. Are you ready? Be what you guys are thinking.
Okay.
Okay.
A slew of shitty beards. Okay.
So we do 3, 2, 1,
I'll
then
go
say
3,
it.
3, 2, 1, name.
Okay.
Okay.
Shitty beard and music.
3, 2, 1, Scott
Ricky
Rubin.
Rubin.
Okay. We all said different ones. I said Scotty Inn from Anthrax.
Oh, I do fucking hate that beard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's a bad beard.
He thinks he's like one of the Egyptians.
Yeah.
Skinny
yeah.
And
pharaoh.
Long. Yeah. It looks
he looks
like
he's
a pharaoh.
Asshole.
Yeah. He does look like an asshole, and he sounds like an asshole.
Who did you guys say?
Rick Rubin, the producer.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
an old guy, and he's the only one I could think of. It's not okay. even that bad of a beard. He's a hippie, so it's one of those thick ones.
Okay.
So he's like a heavier, older guy with a thick beard.
So bad for his wife, but
yeah,
who else cares?
Yeah, but I couldn't think of anybody with a bad beard.
Right.
Fine. Sorry.
Who'd you say?
I would, you know, I would say with Rick Rubin, though, like, it's a bad beard and that it's weird looking. It's actually magnificent. Like, it's kind of amazing.
Listen,
you know?
I didn't have a lot of time,
but
I kind of agree with
right.
you. It's just, okay, it's a unique beard.
Who I would did, go with, I say? Went with Eddie Vedder.
Which was a great
has,
choice.
Like, he has kind of like,
oh,
at times he kind
of
gets like a patchy beard. It's
he looks like a fucking homeless wino.
Right.
You're so, that was a great choice.
Right. It's a patchy beard. Like, Rick Rubin's is bad, but it's a magnificent
it's
type
real.
Of thing. It's
real. He does look like a hippie Santa, yeah. whereas Eddie Vedder looks like a fucking homeless guy.
So Scott Ian looks like he has basically a roll of quarters made out of pubes coming off his
face.
He
looks like a douchebag. Yeah. You made a great choice.
And I thought of that because I was at a store yesterday and I saw an action figure of Scott Ian.
Oh my God.
Which is insane because I think by now he's much better known for commenting on shit on VH1
yeah,
than he
right.
is for Anthrax. Can you guys name one Anthrax song?
I'm the Man.
How does it go?
I'm the Man.
Wait. Okay, you have to wait.
Really
oh, he's
does.
Jewish?
It does.
Oh, is it really?
Totally
Haba, Nagila, Haba. I'm the Man.
It, that's
that
really
was that was
it.
In a movie soundtrack.
No.
Yes, it was.
Well, it was, but
okay,
you,
so
an
name
song.
Another one.
Well, they did a remix of Bring the Noise.
That doesn't count either.
Well, I can't reveal it, aside from those two, which I think is pretty
okay.
good. But yeah.
It, you know what annoys me that they decided? Because, okay. Everybody who listens to rock, especially 80s metal, knows the pantheon goes Metallica, Megadeth, Slayer for those who like it.
Pantera, Theon.
Well, that's older. I mean, that's newer. So that's. Right. But I'm saying like early 80s, they had to, so they had to throw in. They're like the four metal gods or the four, you know, horses of the metal apocalypse. So they threw Anthrax in there.
Yeah.
They don't fucking fit there.
No.
No.
They're shit.
They are shitty, and now they're considered like one of those four, and they shouldn't be.
They're just one of those bands. Well, and the guy is just...
And you're right, Pantera is
loud,
good.
And that's it.
They're like the fourth.
Yeah.
Actually, I like them better than Slayer, even.
Yeah, me too.
I don't...
I would go...
I like
Metallica,
Slayer better.
Megadeth, really?
Then, well, then
you're
Anthrax.
You're kind of like a Slayer guy.
Then
no, I do too. No, I'm saying...
Mean,
oh, yeah.
For me,
no,
it goes
Anthrax isn't
Metallica, Megadeth, Pantera... Slayer, Anthrax.
Yeah, I'd say like, I don't know. I might. That's a tough one. I might
put
Slayer above Pantera sometimes, but
okay.
I mean, I think, but there's a definite sense in that the fourth and fifth are there's a huge gulf
right.
between those.
And we all agree Anthrax is the worst, and they don't belong in the list.
I mean,
Scotty Ian's beard is
okay. This is the kind of thing that Scotty Ian does: makes a list of the favorite bands from the old days,
right?
And but that doesn't make his band good, right? Just like us doing it doesn't make this podcast good.
I was going to say it wouldn't make our band good because you know what? If he wanted to be, I think you're making an unfair comparison. We're doing a radio show. This is what we do.
Yeah.
We talk about it. We didn't start as a band. And we were like,
right.
we're metal. Look at my beard. Then make a list.
That's what I'm saying.
So we shouldn't be punished.
The action figure
what
of Scott Ian should be him standing in front of a shitty screen going like, yeah, I don't know. I think that Weezer's a pretty good band if you're into that.
He's got like a blue screen playset where you're just like you could put a crazy
crown
in
a chair.
Then there's a couple of sticky things of different like...
Yeah. Fuck him. Fuck Scott Ian.
Yeah, I don't
big time.
Like
screw
a bored
him.
PA action figure like feeding him questions on the other side. Like, what do you think of Weezer?
Exactly.
I don't like... A lot of those guys seem like douches.
Do you watch The Real Housewives of L.A.? Oh, yeah, I love that show. It's pretty... It's not metal, but it's good.
Yeah, he's very not metal for being... He's always saying how things are metal, and he's like...
Yeah, metal
right. He seems
is
like
his
he's
only
like
word.
A junior high school teacher.
Yeah, and he's trying to make
he's
it cool for
make,
the kids.
Yeah, really, he's very
Shakespeare's
annoying.
Pretty metal if you think about it. There's death, there's sex, there's every... Yeah, and you're like,
he is that.
Fuck
you're
off.
Right, he is that kind of guy. He's like, if you think about... You guys don't know what real history is about.
Yeah.
Real history's got raping,
pillaging.
Caesar was as metal as it gets.
Yeah, man.
Kid.
Caesar's climbing in your windows. He's snatching your people up.
But,
right.
But Mr. Ian? Mr. Anthrax?
All right.
Your beard looks like shit, Mr. Anthrax.
So I had kind of a horrible experience this last week.
Did God interfere with you getting a ticket?
God did interfere. Well,
God got in the way.
Depending on how you feel about religion, either God or my dad's sperm.
Fair enough.
Okay.
I know a lot of people worshipped your dad's sperm.
So as I explained on a previous show, to boring effect, I just got a crown.
Right.
On a back tooth.
Okay. I thought you meant like a fucking real crown. And
a
I
king's
was,
crown.
I was so confused as to why you would price. Like skate over that good. As I explained boringly, yeah. We don't need to go to it. I got a crown.
Yeah.
I'm the king
yeah.
of Moldova.
So whatever. I was crowned. I was crowned instead of, what's that guy? Mubarak Obama.
Knighted?
You're Muammar Gaddafi or Mubarak?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait. Which one's the one we cheers to?
Gaddafi.
Whichever okay. one's going to bring me a beer right now is the one that I cheers to.
Well. We'll do this story and then we'll take a break. I actually have a commercial prepared.
Ooh,
so we can now right. take a commercial break.
So Muhammad Qaddafi can get
yeah,
me.
Yeah, it's for him.
Okay, good. And
he's
Mubama.
Doing Steam Shark commercials.
We, like Beyonce and Mariah Carey, took money from Libya
nice.
Know, to put ourselves on the show. So
I'd rather give money to Mariah Carey than Libya.
I'd rather give money to Mariah Carey's labia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
She used to be hot.
Well done, sir.
So I got
well done.
I got this crown.
All right.
And the dentist was saying, "Look, you need to go to an orthodontist. My jaw's fucked up."
No.
Yeah. I know.
It's your chin is touching the mic and your top lip is 6 feet away from it.
Right.
But your chin is not fucked up.
So I went.
Oh.
And it was horrible.
Oh,
because
man.
They
here's
were
what
mean
happened.
To you.
Well, a little.
Oh,
we'll get to that.
Okay. Okay.
So, I get there, and, you know, so this happened the same thing at my fucking dentist. Apparently, if you work at a dentist's office, at noon, everyone goes and eats lunch. They lock the fucking doors. Nobody's there.
They close the dentist's office.
Yeah.
So, they're supposed to be open all day, but there's
right.
an hour in there of which...
So, my appointment's at 12:30.
Okay.
So, whenever they go to lunch, I get there, I think I was there 10 minutes early, which seems like a reasonable thing
yeah.
to do.
Yeah. Right.
Door's fucking locked.
So are you wondering at that point if they're closed for the day?
I'm like, am I in the right place?
Yeah.
Did I go to the fucking wrong office or something?
So shitty.
I'm walking around the building, opening other doors. I open this one door. It's just a bunch of construction shit in there. And I'm like, well, even if this is the office, I don't want to go in.
Right.
It wasn't good. It was like they were building clearly, but it was like a Walmart bag and old nails and stuff.
Okay.
So
hepatitis.
But then they open. I go in.
No.
And then the lady's like, did you get our paperwork in the email? And of course I did, but of course I didn't fill it out.
Right.
So I was like, no.
Good. Nice.
Well, she gives me the paperwork and it's identical to the dentist. And I was like, can't you just get it from them? So I start filling it out and she says, well, before you fill that all out, let's just go. I'll take you on a tour.
And a tour?
Of the office.
Why the fuck do you need a tour?
It gets worse.
Oh, my God.
The first thing she shows me. Now.
Her balls.
If you look at an orthodontist website, because I looked at a couple.
All right.
One thing they really stress is that, you know, it's normal for an adult to have braces, which I disagree with.
It is so weird and off-putting when you
and
see
creepy.
The yeah, when you see the 45-year-old
right.
mom
or my landlord has braces.
How old is he?
In his 40s probably.
How
and
overweight
he's got kids.
And Italian.
No, he's not overweight or Italian.
Okay.
He's a very he's a guy you can see walking out of a church.
Oh, so
happily.
Clean.
Clean cut.
And
yeah.
So
super gay is what you're saying.
Well, it sounds like he looks like it with the braces.
Right.
So here's the thing. I was like, okay, I'm straddling a line. Braces should not be worn in a situation where whiskey is passing them. But on the other hand, I could be looking 2 years down the road to being bald and needing braces, and that's much worse.
Are you balding? Yeah.
Who knows?
All right.
I think it just starts.
I like your worst case scenario attitude.
Imagine being bald with braces.
Oh, dude.
Worse, right?
You'd be getting laid all the time.
I think I could be on some kind of a fetish website, but on mine is.
She looks at you and she's like, God, I love that bald fucking shiny head. And then you smile. You
he's
open your mouth
all.
And you're like, hey, baby. And she's like, and he's 10.
If you were the boss of a place, like let's say of a Borders bookstore.
All right. Oh, not for long! Right.
And you were losing your job. No.
Too soon.
A Barnes & Noble booksellers.
All right.
And
all right.
you had an employee who was a man who was bald, and he requested to wear a hat like a newsboy type hat. Would you let him?
Like a...
If he was like, Can I talk to you for a second? Comes in your
office.
And
you're saying our hat policy is usually that that would be a no.
Right, but he's saying, look, I'm balding. It's really, I'm just, it's hard for me. I'm not used, and he's youngish. He's in his mid-30s, let's say.
Okay, you be him.
Okay.
Ask me. Come on in, Carl.
Hey, how are you, Mr. Jameson?
Oh, I'm okay. A little Hitler mustache-y. And that fucking wall-crawling menace better get out of my hair.
I hear that, buddy. I'm buttering you up a little. Isn't he a piece of shit?
Yeah.
Saving people.
I hope you don't want money, Robbie.
He's a... Okay.
Oh, wait, what's your name? I forget all of you kids.
Wow, this is the worst role play on
no,
the show yet.
Do you mind J. Jonah Jameson. It's Carl, assholes. Okay. I'm J. Jonah Jameson. This is the best role playing ever.
So, I know I'm pretty new here, and I know there are policies. I've read them over, but here's the thing.
You get points for that, son.
As you know, I'm not a super old guy, and I've recently started balding, as I'm sure you've noticed.
I think that's inappropriate to say to your boss, but all right.
Okay.
No, all right, keep going.
As you've noticed, my sexual attractiveness is declining.
Oh,
I definitely noticed that.
Indeed. My partner here. No, my son, John Jameson, he's an astronaut.
Yes, I am.
He's the real
hero.
Even
my ability to give blowjobs for positions is down because you can still see the top of my head.
That is not something
I've
ever thought of.
That's why 69.
But you have more hair on your ass than you do on your head, though.
Yeah.
So it's lose-lose. You get more ass hair or less head hair.
So
all right, all right, keep going.
So here's what I'm thinking. And, you know, if it's not cool, just let me know.
All
but
right, get to it, son.
I'd like to wear... I have a couple different hats.
Time is money.
And I don't think they're... They're not baseball hats. They're kind of dressy,
they're
more
not
dressy.
French berets, right?
And I think they
you're
go...
Not a hippie.
No, no, no. Right. Nothing like that. I have kind of a newsboy one. I have a fedora. Not a hipstery one. I'm too old for that.
You know what, son? Normally, I wouldn't say yes, but my father sold newspapers on the side.
Yeah.
You're lucky that I am the publisher and the editor, I think, of this great Metropolitan newspaper.
In addition to working at a Barnes & Noble.
Wait, isn't that Robbie Robertson?
Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Right, so Robbie's the publisher and J. Jonah Jameson's the owner.
I think J. Jonah Jameson's the owner. Robbie is the editor in chief.
Yeah. Well, who's the publisher?
I don't fucking...
Or is
Bugle
publisher
Times
owner?
Or whatever.
Yeah. All right, anyway, since my dad I've decided...
Since I've taken out... Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
We killed Robbie.
Yeah. Not because he's black. Because
I didn't say lynched, I said killed.
You get more points.
Okay.
You're doing well, Kyle.
Yeah.
All right. So, yes, you can wear that because your head looks horrible the way it looks right now. Get a haircut, though, you fucking hippie.
Done.
All right.
Okay.
All
right. So, I don't want to
Well, if you just need a haircut, Baldwin's going to take care of that for you.
No, because the way that the newsboy hat would look with that shaggy hair, then people are going to think he's a cool hippie kid. If he cuts it so that it's clean cut looking.
Yeah.
Then I'll let him do it.
His hat can't make him look cool somehow. It's got to make him look
like he's trying
less
to hide
like
baldness.
Shit. Right.
Which
yeah.
I am.
That's fine.
So, yeah, managers out there, let people hide if they're bald. That's okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Or if a lady has real shitty hair, I think that's fine too.
What if you have Down syndrome?
How do you hide that with a hat?
No, how do you hide that?
In a ditch under... Yeah. Okay.
In a lot of plastic bags, and you go to the pony grasslands.
And it's okay for me to make fun of that, and I'll tell you why in a minute.
Okay. All right.
I have a great... This is the one plus. So...
All right.
Here's the thing. I'm like...
Sorry, back to the dentist.
Let's say I thought this over very much, and I was like, if I go to the orthodontist and have to get braces for 2 years, that's going to fucking suck. But
might
then
as
I've
well
got
do
the
it
rest
now
of my life, and if I don't do it in the next 5 years, it's not worth it.
Well, especially, how fucked up is your jaw? I mean...
I'll get to that.
All right, well, good. Then get...
So it's
going.
Bad. Okay,
keep
so
going.
We go on the tour. The first thing she shows me is the prize cabinet.
Prize cabinet?
So,
because
for example,
12.
If you come and your teeth are well-brushed, you earn points.
C-U-M?
Yeah, if I come and then brush my teeth with it.
Not with it, you sick fuck.
Oh, I'm sick.
You come in her mouth...
If I come
and then
because
she comes
my teeth are so well taken care of.
Right.
You have to keep those braces lubricated somehow.
So she's saying they're prizes, which immediately I think like, so are you telling me as an adult that it's an option to come with teeth not brushed and I just don't get points that day?
You didn't say that to her.
No, but in my head I'm thinking that. Cause
my question is, did she think you were going to take advantage of these prizes?
I think so. Well, here's the thing. There was the one lady at the front desk who seemed pretty out of it.
Okay.
And I think she was giving me the tour that was like reassuring me I wouldn't be in pain and that kind of thing. Where I was sort of like, bitch, I just had a tooth fucking needle go underneath it, ground down to a nub, capped. It was fine. It hurt.
Yeah.
You were also like finding substitute teeth in the store. You know,
I'm no stranger.
Yourself, so it's like
I've had a hand job that turned into a blood mess. I'm no stranger to pain.
You can't. You have to not go into good stories like that exactly when you're still telling this story.
So
also, wait, before you go on, Ian, if you had the chance, let's say you went and you were going to get some work done, orthodontic work, and then you got to choose whether or not to take advantage of the prize cabinet, would you?
Well, it obviously depends on what's in the prize cabinet.
Shitty
but,
stuff. Balloons,
you know,
and fucking
it's like the same
you know,
stuff.
Fuck it. It's like since I brush my teeth anyway, I'm like why not take balloons
that's
and stuff?
Totally,
I mean, that's the thing.
You're
like,
that type.
Yeah.
My type, I'm more, I would probably seriously a couple months into treatment say, can you just knock $10 off the bill? And they'd say no.
Like,
I'd probably go completely without doing the prizes and then at the end be like, fuck it.
Right.
They even had like iTunes gift card.
Oh,
but I think
that's
the embarrassment
cool.
of asking for it with the points is not worth it.
You just sold me. I was on your side more than yeah, fuck yeah. If it was going to be toothpaste, I'd be like, eat a dick, I'll go buy it. I'd feel better. But for fucking iTunes gift cards, I'll take some iTunes gift
cards. So then
she
takes me further down the hall, and she's like, well, this is the waiting room. There's a normal front office, waiting room, all that. She's like, and this is the patient waiting room, so you can wait here while you go.
Wait, who goes in the other waiting room?
Yeah. I'm going to tell you.
Oh, Jesus.
There's like a couch, and on the TV is Despicable Me. It's clearly for little kids to wait, and it's a tiny couch, and I was like, there's no fuck it. I'll wait out on the curb smoking.
You can go ahead and come in here and sit here and make all the parents around you uncomfortable that you're going to touch their babies.
You're going to sit in the car and stuff Oreos in your mouth before it digs in there, like a whole bag.
Yeah. I'll just eat a raw onion on the curb before I wait in there.
Garlic and Oreos.
So then she shows me shows me a bunch of the
My
office.
My favorite sandwich.
She shows me a bunch of the office, and it continues like that. Then I get passed off to the other lady. She takes a bunch of pictures. You have to hold these things and stretch your lips all out, all crazy. You look like the fucking Joker in these pictures.
You're like the Goatsy picture, basically, but the face version.
Sure. As much as a face can look like a butthole, yes.
Right.
My face, sure. So then the orthodontist spends like 20 minutes looking stuff over, and you know, then we have our consultation.
Okay.
So then I go in there. She takes a couple more measurements.
She?
Yeah.
Let's back up. The dentist is a woman?
The orthodontist.
Oh, I'm afraid, buddy. Women can't be doctors.
Get this. So the first thing she says is she's like, well, have you noticed you have an unusually large tongue?
Are you serious? Dude, they're opening your mouth wide with a contraption, and then she's talking about your tongue.
Yeah.
When did you fuck her? How many seconds after?
This is where
after
the synthesizer music comes in.
Yeah, yeah. Have you noticed? And you're like, baby, that's not the only oversized thing on my body. Dr. So, Love?
You've got to have the dialogue, which is very badly delivered. Like, well, I have this big tongue, but I don't really know what to do with it.
Right.
And then you guys flub your lines, and she talks over you.
Which is amazing, because he's got his jaw, like, separated apart.
I have a tongue.
Hang on.
I don't.
It was like this. She's like, do you know you have an unusually large tongue?
Yeah. Then you say your line.
Oh. I didn't know, but maybe you could tell me a little more.
Oh, you're black.
Yeah. Clearly not. I'm getting orthodontic treatment. Don't be an ass.
Okay, I apologize. That was her? That was a doc?
Yeah.
Right.
She's a cougar. So then I
she makes a nice six figures a year.
She does some more measurements, and then she also tells me, she's like, now open your mouth as wide as you can. Okay. And then I do it, and she's like, you must be a really good talker, because your mouth opens really wide. And again, I'm like,
awkward.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah, what do you say to that?
Then she asks me a couple more questions. She's like, have you ever had speech therapy? Have you ever taken a blow to the head? Which I had a long answer for, because it's like, yes, many.
What?
And so then the end
did
of
you-
the-
Did you really tell her you've taken a blow to the head?
Yeah.
Have you really taken blows to the head?
Oh, my God.
Other than jobs to the mouth?
I think I've taken three blows to the head that caused me to black out.
What the fuck? When was this?
One was I was a little kid and I was... No, four. So there was one where I was a little kid and I was playing in a park that was just made of a bunch of really big rocks. And I fell backwards off of one head first onto another, passed out. And, you know, my mom took me to the hospital, and they were just like, don't let him go to sleep.
Right.
There was another one where I was on the swings, and at the apex of the swing, I fell off backwards. And there, I can remember feeling the back of my head, and then I took my hands away, and there was blood.
Like in the movies!
Yeah, I was trying to do this thing, on David.
Did you see two hands all of a sudden, and they came back into focus? Like, okay.
You do hear, like, a weird, it's like you're listening to shells.
Okay. Like,
oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
You hear like that whoosh.
Yeah.
That's your brain.
So you hear that,
out.
And you're looking at blood.
That's the
pretty crazy.
That's your future leak. Yeah.
There was another time I went to kick a soccer ball with all my might in the street. I missed, I whiffed, and fell backwards onto my head.
Oh, my God.
And I woke up in the street. I had road rash on my shoulder and didn't know what had happened.
How old were you on that one, 22?
That was probably like 15.
Oh, my God.
Then there was one when I was probably about 19. I was skateboarding to class.
With a helmet,
up,
right?
No. Woke up on the sidewalk. The skateboard was off in the grass, the wheel still spinning. I couldn't hear anything.
Jesus.
And then
fucking Christ.
Yeah, it was all disassembled. My backpack was half off. And I was going to beginning swimming class. So I go there, I change into my swimsuit, and I'm changing, and I was like, what's all over my shirt? And it was blood coming out of my head.
Your ears or your nose or your eyes?
My lip, my forehead, my leg, everywhere.
Jesus Christ. Did you have to swim?
No, I the fucking guy, the beginning swimming instructor, was like, here's what we're going to do for today. And then he told us, and he's like, are there any questions? And I said, do you have to get in the pool if you're bleeding? And he said, no, I could just lay on the bench. And so I laid on the bench, and there was a very nice black girl who every time she was swimming a lap would stop halfway and say, are you okay? And I said, not really, because I wasn't. But what was I going to do? Then I immediately went back to my dorm and took a nap.
Was this for a credit?
Yeah.
Swimming?
Yeah.
You had to take one PE credit.
Okay.
This was a malicious class, too, because it was just, you know, learning to swim.
Okay.
But he said...
Oh, and the black girl is in the class learning. Okay.
This is awful, but there was a black guy in the class, and I have never seen this in my life. So freestyle, front crawl, swimming.
Right. Doggy paddling.
Yeah, he would just start swimming and just be sinking.
He's like a submarine going underneath.
And it was insane. And we all just watched, like, open mouth, but no one said a thing.
Did the teacher help him?
You know, he kind of tried, but the guy literally could not float.
Like
his body, and he was like super ripped, so it could have been just a low body fat thing. It wasn't like he was.
That's always been my problem in the pool.
It wasn't his skill at swimming.
Okay,
it was his, I think, literal physicality could not swim
because he was moving.
It was
still moving forward, but he was going down.
He was moving at a down angle.
Jesus, this is excellent.
And then also the teacher. So pretty much the only thing in the class was if you show up every day, you get an A.
Right.
If you miss this many days, a B. But you could also, if you could either do a double backflip off the high dive or a 1.5 front, you get an A, and you don't have to come anymore.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Do you have to dive it, or can you do 1.5? Oh, so you can't
just
do...
So you have to complete
do...
the dive. You can't land.
Oh.
And here's the thing. The reason you picked 1.5 front or double back, that gets you fucking whipping around fast enough that when you hit on your back or your front, it fucking hurts.
And
so how many
again?
People tried?
Okay, one girl the very first day, and the high dive is high, 20 feet.
Okay.
Off, which doesn't...
I wouldn't have the
insane.
Balls to
just
fucking...
jumping off it is fucking scary.
Yeah, yeah.
First day, this girl who's a gymnast does it. First day, never see her again.
Oh, she got it done.
Yeah, immediately.
Like, she just jumped down. And,
but
and
then,
she came in. She was like a ringer. She just could do it.
Then there were two guys.
Did he hold to it? I mean, he said,
you
don't have to. Okay, I like that.
He was totally down with it. So then there were, three guys. One guy missed a bunch of classes and was like, this is the only way I'll pass. So we spent an entire class, and he probably did 4 or 5 attempts. Didn't make it one time, and it was just slapping the water after slapping the water.
Was he all red as fuck every time?
Oh, my God. And every time it was like he would hit the water, go under the water, and you were a little bit like, is he coming back?
Right.
And he's not coming back this time.
And he kept trying, though.
Yeah, and he would slowly make his way to the
and
side.
And he never got it.
It was so sad.
Was it? Yeah, was it like
it was
watching somebody
up.
Get... so it was like a David Lynch movie? Wait, is he the one who did Requiem?
That's a
Darren Aronofsky.
Oh, yeah. So it was like a Darren Aronofsky.
It was awful. It was because you're like watching someone struggle for something that they don't even want.
So he didn't thank you, Ian, for that.
Thanks. All right. That's good.
That was good 2 seconds.
So anyway.
Before you started.
No,
but he didn't make it. And then the teacher didn't give him the A, right?
I think he passed him.
God damn
it. I think he, in the end, well, he tried. And he only missed like 3 classes. It wasn't so bad.
Oh. It was like, yeah, but that was like a whole class period's worth of entertainment.
That's
so.
And how do you not, who cares if you pass beginning swimming anyway?
That's fair.
Right.
He doesn't want to see him next semester.
Not keeping him out of law school or anything.
That's true.
All right.
All right,
well, we'll
point.
Have my thrilling diagnosis right after the break. How come every time I go to the store, I can't find a carton of milk that doesn't expire in the next 2 days? Is there somewhere else I should be looking, or am I just doing this all wrong? What's wrong with the fucking Fantastic Four movies? They're all bullshit. My guinea pig's not looking well, and I don't know if he's gonna make it. Do you have a recommendation of the best way to fix my roof?
I don't know what to get my
the problem, it's got a dead dog on there.
Every time
really
I go down to get the train,
the issue of
it's
Amazing
so crowded,
Fantasy 15,
did I have to wait until
Spider-Man? How come every time I go in for an audition,
you have a dance with the devil's tail? Why are dry erase boards all white? And chalkboards.
How am I
going to
get
green.
My rap career started? How come no one has ever put sneakers on a turtle? You've got questions. We've got answers. Just send us your questions. HelpfulSnowman.com, Facebook.com/HelpfulSnowman, and Twitter.com/HelpfulSnowman. We'll get your fucking questions answered. You want to do it?
Me?
Yeah. Go ahead. Whenever you're ready.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. This is Helpful Snowman number 2. Helpful Snow Person.
Very good. Do you want to try one?
Try one what? Oh.
Same thing? Here we go.
And just so we're sure, we are recording now?
Yeah, we're recording.
Oh, okay. Four sons of bitches.
Now you try one. Here we go.
I gotta do this? Okay. All right.
Let me start the song over for you. Here we go.
Yeah, way to screw it up at the beginning. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Helpful Snowmore Fort. This is the Helpful Snowman Podcast. Ah, shoot. All
right. Snowmort. That's our Jewish co-host.
What's not to like?
Helpful Snowmort. He's also our accountant.
He's the one doing my teeth when we left you.
Oh! Right.
I was about to get my diagnosis.
Right.
Okay.
From Dr. Cougar.
So here we go.
We'll call her Dr. C.
So I sit down at her desk, and her first line, word for word, well, you got a lot going on here.
Oh.
Good side.
Wait, I have a quick question if we can back up for a second.
Sure.
Did you get an adult chair to sit in, or did you have like a little child
this
chair?
This was like a regular office.
Oh,
I think
okay.
This was not the kid. Well, I think it's the place where they would meet with the parents to explain your child needs braces and it's going to be expensive.
Okay, so it's the serious grown-up
place. So essentially,
place.
Yeah.
Right.
The bad
like
news bears place.
A bunch of different little models of teeth, like
right.
Those ones that you wind up and they go...
Yep. There's no Despicable Me at the end after Batman 1 when he died. And it's...
Yeah. That freaked me the fuck out as a kid.
That was cool as shit.
I thought he was alive for a long time and then I was like, oh, he's not alive.
Turns out... Your premonition is what killed that poor second Joker bastard.
Yeah, Heath Bar Ledger.
Yeah, Heath Bar Ledger, Maine.
So,
all right.
Basically, she tells me there's a lot going on, and here's what she says. She says, well, I'm thinking you'll probably need a jaw surgery followed by braces.
All right.
But she meets with a group of other dental professionals once a month.
At
and
AA.
So she doesn't want to commit. Until she goes and talks to the group.
She doesn't want to commit to giving you the surgery?
To what even the plan's going to be
so
here?
You're so fucked up, you're a medical oddity?
Yeah.
Instead of wanting to take your money, she's like, I can't promise you I can fix your face?
She's like, I need to take this before a group of other people.
Oh, my God.
And so I have an appointment in about a month to see what the plan of action is.
Holy shitballs.
So the good news about that, though... of course, since then, I was like, well, what does this jaw surgery consist of?
Right.
So I get online and, you know, I discover basically here's what they do. Imagine your lower jaw.
Uh-huh.
And it kind of sticks out from your face. They cut a small piece out of the middle.
Okay.
Shove it backwards and screw it in on the top and the bottom.
So far, I'm with you.
So your jaw's from James Bond.
Right.
Right.
I saw this fucking video this guy made of it and his whole face was all... fucking puffed up like crazy.
I've got bad news for you.
Mm-hmm.
One of my ex's brother,
mm-hmm.
her brother got this surgery.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. For him, they only had to do a few incisions like here.
Yeah,
because now
that's
they
how
can
it
do,
usually is. Yeah.
So they don't have to like cut up your face too much.
Right.
But he was puffy as fuck.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's really the downtime. They have to wire your jaw shut for a little while. You have to eat nothing but like
liquids.
Yeah. It's... The surgery itself, not that bad, I guess, but the convalescing,
aftermath.
It's awful.
But here's the worst part. I'm looking, and the approximate cost, if you don't have insurance. I have insurance, but whether or not it pays is questionable. Right. However, the good news for me, the more fucked up you are, the more likely they'll pay.
Right.
So I'd say I have a case.
You have a freak fucking, your lock job.
I had to take it to the committee.
Right, oh when you're going to, you have to... She has to take this to the Council of Elders to meet with. Like, it's going to be like the Lord of, like, the Fellowship of the Ring here.
Yeah.
They're going to have to get one elf doctor, one dildo
Baggins. I was
just saying not too long ago, because it's always been a fantasy of mine to have a disease and be quarantined.
Okay.
But still have, like, internet access.
But
then
you don't have
to work.
Now, so you're really dreaming.
I know, so it's better.
Yeah. No.
This is my fantasy,
I'm listening.
I said.
All right.
And then I'm just quarantined and don't have to deal with anyone or go to work.
How long do you think you'd be out? I mean, have to be a week.
I think what it is it's a few weeks, and it depends. I think it just depends.
Would Heather Hines take care? Would your girlfriend? No real names here. We'll call him Charles.
Don't forget my Uncle Charles. That would be the other thing. I wouldn't be able to
bone
sing my Bone Thugs anymore.
Yeah, would be gone for a little while.
Don't do it. Not
so,
worth it.
I think if insurance covers I'm fucking doing it.
Yeah.
Because why not?
Yeah, absolutely.
But if not, then I don't know. But I think I could use it.
What did she say the bad news was if you didn't? I mean, what's the diagnosis on if you don't get the surgery, what happens?
She didn't go that far.
Does it keep growing out? Are you
going to
be?
Well, that was
like
the other thing. She's like, well, we need to find out what's going on because there are a couple other things. It could be that because you have such a large tongue, it'll just make things get fucked up again.
Oh.
But that could probably, if we solve it, then you could get some kind of therapy and do that.
Is this why you have an adorable lisp that we never told you about?
Yeah.
Right.
I feel like I have one now that I've, you know, because she's like, have you had speech therapy?
I know,
like,
or a blow to the head.
So it's like...
What does that have to do with your teeth, by the way?
I think it could fuck up your jawline. Right. Well, here's the other thing she said. We also have to discover, because it might be a congenital defect of how your skull is growing.
Oh, no.
It's growing
so this would
more...
be really bad news for the helpful snow brother to my left.
Well, and it could be growing more long than it is wide, which is no fucking duh.
Just like your cocks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's much more long than wide.
Yep, like a Twizzler.
I can spin it around like a lariat. I can spin it around. Boys. So, it was a nice experience because I go in the middle of my workday, find out how a child is treated, and then basically get told,
right,
you're a fucking freak show.
Oh,
you may have a skull defect. I'll get back to you in a month.
How many blows to the head have you taken?
Yeah.
This sounds like a horrible...
How come you don't have a worse lisp?
Yeah.
It's worth going back to your blows in the head story that all of your blows in the head came from falling down.
What else would they come from?
Well, there's a sense in which you didn't have, like... getting punched in the head or like having something hit you in the head. Like it's always you fell off of something. So there's like,
so you're saying it's my fault.
Yes.
That's what you're getting to.
Exactly right.
Well, I fell off a skateboard. I haven't seen you do any fucking 700 ollies lately.
Those skateboards, hard.
Yeah, it's hard to do.
I got on one because I was like, how hard could it be? Because I mean, as a larger fellow, for me, I pick and choose my sports carefully.
Yeah,
I'm not like I'm gonna be a gymnast. I'm gonna go, you know. But I'm like, all right, skateboarding. I'm low to the ground. You know, I got a wide center of gravity. I can do it. Fucking fell off the first time and it hurt. And I was like, fuck this noise.
Well, you probably have some balance issues because you had a hard time with a bicycle, too.
Oh, that bicycle, your bicycle that I borrowed and trashed twice. Okay, and kids, first and most important and real helpful snowman tip of the goddamn day for this episode, wear a fucking helmet. I was biking. And I flew off the front of this bike, and I bashed into the fucking fire hydrant so hard that it cracked the top of my fucking hat, my little helmet. Not like I got hit by a car. Not like I fucking fell into.
Right.
I flew from the front of it and then scraped myself. I slid into it and still cracked the top of
it. Yeah.
So my hands and knees were all cut up, and then I was like, for some fucking reason, wouldn't do this nowadays. I guess my work ethic was stronger then. I was like, I'll go to work anyway. So I fucking had to use their shitty little... I had to carry the bike, walk the bike to work, use the stupid First aid kit there, get the gravel out of my hands, then clean toilets.
Which is always a first aid kit at work is always seems excessive, and then once you actually need something,
need
totally
it.
Inadequate.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Oh, a triangular bandage for sucking chest wound. Perfect.
Right? Like, I don't think there was any gauze. I don't think there was. I think I had to put like five small band-aids. Yeah.
You put five of those eye
wound.
Bandages
yeah.
around.
The circles.
Like, so right. It, yeah, it was in the wound. Like, the sticky part was probably in my fucking knee and my wrist. Suffice it to say, wear your fucking helmet, kids.
Yeah. So I have okay. So I was feeling pretty down about my appointment.
Oh, you
feeling
are.
Not good about myself.
Okay.
So I tried to think of the bright side, and I did think of one bright side.
I'm excited to hear it.
So my skull is fucked up, right? Mm-hmm. I have a congenital defect, and there's two good ways to take that. Number one is when people talk about someone who's deformed or retarded.
Oh, you can be like...
I can be like... Fuck you,
like,
man.
You,
don't know what it's like.
Become earlier. Indignant. Yeah.
Exactly.
Making fun of that Down syndrome baby.
Yeah.
Or not baby, I guess adult.
Right. Well, that brings me to the second possibility. Yeah. Now I can make fun of fucked up people because I am one.
More importantly, you can get a fucking little handicap sticker for the
retard
spots.
Right. Which
you can park
me,
in the retard spots.
Which brings me to something, a new feature of the show that I wanted to bring out.
Okay.
Called
Yay.
It's a top 10 feature.
Yay.
So I get you son of a bitch. You don't know what it's like.
Sorry. You can't use that word. Only he can use that word.
Sorry.
He can't use the word eh.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
All right.
So I'm at the gym and I'm feeling pretty bad about myself.
Okay.
But on the TV mm-hmm. is there's some kid, looks like he got his face partially blown off somewhere in the Middle East.
Okay,
and I say that because his mom has a crazy outfit and doesn't seem to understand what she's doing in America.
Okay.
All right.
So they
have
to do...
like 9 News? You said a commercial.
No, this was like a Learning Channel show or something.
All right.
I meant a show.
Well, I just want to make sure it's not
It's kind of a commercial for don't move to the Middle East.
Yeah, that's fucking true.
Because you're going to get your face blown off as a little boy.
Right.
So he's missing an eye.
So more like don't be born in the Middle East.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's missing an eye, an arm is gone, all this shit. Ooh. There was also... there's a girl, too, a black girl. And she was missing an arm. And the whole time in this show, you know how like they get these sort of refugee kids and they're always wearing clothes that are not appropriate because they're just hand-me-down whatever?
Yes, right. Yes. They just whatever is in the reject bin in the thrift store, they're like, this isn't appropriate.
It looks like they tried harder to make them look like fucking refugees and homeless.
So this girl's missing the lower half of her arm because she got blown up by a bomb.
Right.
Does it say something like piano player champion?
No, she's wearing a fucking shirt that has a shark on it, and it says something about, shark attacks, and I was like, what the fuck? Some son
awesome.
Of a bitch was like, I got the perfect shirt for you.
That's pretty great.
And if you were foreign and you didn't know, it was like a nice, graphically it was cool. It was like bright yellow and it had a red shark on it. Looked good.
Okay.
You
so
don't
if you
know
had
everyone
all your
think.
Arms and legs, you'd look great in it.
Right. It's like if you're in a wheelchair and you were wearing like, New York Marathon shirt, everyone's like,
Now that we know that you have a fucking retarded skull, what shirts can you not wear anymore? What's an inappropriate shirt? Says someone, ask me about my skull.
I think anything that's like a guy holding up anything with skulls, I'm deeply offended by like affliction shirts and all that with the highly patterned skulls.
What about a shirt, ask me about stupid, and it's got an arrow pointing up?
Yeah. Ask me about being long. And then it's, I don't know.
What about those aliens with the long head?
Yeah, that's deeply offensive.
Oh, the grays.
Yeah, the grays.
Oh,
yeah.
So I'm a fucking alien now. That's what I say.
Illegal.
So I...
All right.
So they're going to give this kid a bunch of surgeries, this little boy.
Right.
And in order to replace his eye and all this shit, they have to put these balloons under his skin to stretch it out a little bit first.
Uh-huh.
So it shows him at fucking Disneyland, and he's on the log ride.
With the balloons.
And his face, half of it's all fucking, it's gigantic. It looks like it's just about to burst on one side. He looks... horrible. I mean, he looks much worse than he looked before, and it's only temporary, but this is the time when he's at fucking Disneyland.
Are there other kids that are looking
The other kids
horrified?
With him were the other, shark girl and
No, but I
other.
Mean, are there kids?
It didn't show them, which
I'd
I assume means
see.
Fuck yes.
Oh, well,
yes.
How about, like, just the parents pulling the kid, like, come on.
Yeah,
Janie.
Don't look, don't
Daddy!
Look.
Daddy, what's wrong?
Janie, shut the fuck up.
Don't look
first
at
time
him.
You strike
if you look
child.
At her, you'll catch it.
Right, you'll lose your arm to a shark, too.
So
here's what I was thinking watching that show. I was thinking, you know what a good reason to not go to Disneyland is? A lot of probably fucking bald Make-A-Wish kids, freak kids.
Right, right.
Whose big thing is, let's take this fucking kid to Disneyland before they die.
But right. Now you could be that bald, freakish Make-A-Wish adult.
And I go to fucking, I don't know, what's the adult version of Disneyland? Las Vegas?
You did? Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, the Hooters Casino in Las Vegas?
Probably.
Help this little
Hooters,
boy get a lap
that.
Dance.
It's Vegas. You can go to a whore.
Well, yeah, Hooters must not do well in Vegas, right?
Why would you go to Hooters?
Maybe it does because there's like couples.
Like they do crazy well. It's surprising, like, yeah, that they have like a comedy place. And
when you're Roseanne and Dan Connors go.
Exactly. I guess what I mean is Peter, as an adult retard who is doing Make-A-Wish, doesn't need to go see not tits at a Hooters. He needs to go see
actual.
Yeah,
I would just get a hooker. If I thought I was gonna die, I would just get hooker like crazy. Because what am I gonna do? Get AIDS?
The show dedicated to Heather Hines.
Yeah. Oh crap,
Peter. Okay. Always loved you.
So here was what I thought for our top 10 that we could come up with.
Okay.
Okay.
Or just 10. And one in no particular order. Good reasons to not ever go to Disneyland ever. Yeah, and I'm kicking off the list with horrible Make-A-Wish kid freaks that you have to look at and then feel bad about, and also,
okay,
you know, you get, what if you get on fucking Splash Mountain or the Matterhorn or the Teacups or a Small World,
right?
Any of these wonderful rides, and next to you, freak balloon face boy. That's gonna ruin. That's much
that
fucking scarier.
Every
than
time you're spinning around, you just look at his face. Every time you're like, nah, nah, nah.
What if you got on the Tower of Terror and you thought he was part of the ride?
You'd be like, man, that looks so real.
That is such a great effect.
Yeah,
I was haunted for a long time.
That is such a great effect. I got this in a war. But with that like the weird fucked up kid thing, I can do you one better.
All right.
Is that a lot of those Make-A-Wish kids or kids on TV shows get special passes at Disneyland. So not only would you, you know, it would be one thing if you were on the ride with them, but they waited in line like 2 minutes while you waited for an hour and a half.
Yeah, I think you're better off.
Relatively time-wise. I would rather that because then they can fucking
be done and
get
gone.
In and out.
Well, no, but you're on the same.
What if you stood in line with them for an hour? That would be way worse.
No, I'm saying like they not like you're on the ride with them, but they didn't have to wait in line at all, and you did.
I understand, I would prefer that. I mean, if there was just really ugly or obnoxious people, and I could let them cut the line, I would.
That's why you would never let all the
hotties like me stay in fucking line.
That's why you would never survive in Disney.
You handsome, deformed skull sons of bitches.
All right, so that's one reason.
Okay.
All right.
Let's go. What else do you got?
Remember Itchy and Scratchy Land?
Mm-hmm.
Remember you take some pictures?
Yeah.
And then bam, they come to life and they try to kill you?
Yes.
Yeah, that's number two.
They come to life and kill you?
You fucking take pictures of Cinderella and Snow White and the little freak dwarves and the Ninja Turtles.
All the robots will come and kill you, basically, is what Alec is saying.
Yeah.
Like you're taking pictures on the Small World ride and all of a sudden you've got all these little midget Dutch robots.
It's a small world. And then they stab you. Or what about the presidents? What about in that president room that I think is real?
All right.
Where they have the... You take a picture of Abraham Lincoln, he's eating your fucking throat.
I'm going to just put robot death.
Yep.
Robot massacre.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Do you guys remember in high school we had to take a field trip to Elitch's? So here's what you would do in physics.
Oh, you did that. Oh, we got to tell that story.
So you'd go...
I got to tell that story.
These are... My gum.
Yeah, your gum.
Yeah.
Oh, that was fucking disgusting.
So you go to Elitch's in high school for physics class, and then you have to do these things. Ostensibly, it's physics problems. So, for example, you count the number of stairs on a ride, and then you figure out how tall the ride is, and then you figure out the speeds.
It ruined the trip. It wasn't fun because you were like more worried about getting a fucking A on the stupid paper than enjoying the vomitorium.
Here was my main problems with that. Three big problems. Number one, I'm not going to fucking make a carnival ride, so it doesn't matter if I get the physics right.
Right.
Number two, if some fucking idiot asshole is running the ride, it doesn't really matter how perfect the ride is if they let someone just walk in front of the car and get mauled.
Right, right.
Number three, we have a ride called the Rainbow. Now, this is a pretty tame ride. It goes in a big circle.
Yes.
It doesn't go upside down. And a few years ago, a handicapped gentleman such as myself got on and decided to stand up and just walk off the ride at its peak and died. Hmm. No amount of engineering other than, you know, leather restraints holding you down, which it's no longer a ride.
Right.
It's a saw scenario.
Yeah.
There's no amount of engineering that can prevent a guy from dying.
Right.
So how hard do I need to work on these problems?
You need to close down the park. I'm
yeah.
Well, I think in your case, it's a moot point because that little shoulder thing's not going to fit over your head anymore. So.
Oh,
my big
that's
head.
True.
Do you hey, have, fuck you.
Do you have encephalitis? Are you a water baby?
No, there's no, I don't think it's liquid.
So you're not like Billy Quiz Boy?
Probably not.
Billy Quiz Boy? Your mom called you her little water baby?
I don't know who that is, but...
You fucking know from the Venture Brothers.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not like
okay.
him.
Okay, that's too bad.
I'm not a
I'm
quiz boy.
I'm very disappointed. All right, so the story, though, quickly, about we were standing in line.
Oh, yeah.
And they were like, everybody was like, you have to throw your gum in this cup.
Yeah, this girl working there has a cup full of chewed gum.
Right. Oh,
you can't take it on the ride because I don't know why.
Because people, they don't want you spitting it at the top and trying to race
it
down.
Yeah, which is stupid. Because you could take a fucking handful of BBs up there and no one's going to stop
you. Big handful of quarters.
They're not
like,
put all your pennies.
Or you could have a fucking cat in your sweater.
Right, right. Which Peter often does. That's why you got to watch out.
Well, all sometimes right. they have kittens and you got to get rid of them and you're going to Elitch's anyway.
If you see a giant silhouette of just a huge fucking forehead and you hear a meow behind you, you run.
That's the other bad thing Peter. About being deformed. When you're on a mugshot, everyone's like, oh, he
you're
going to
be tilted.
He fucking
your
did
head's going to be back and to the left. Just like Kevin Costner shot JFK with.
So we're spitting out our gum.
Okay, so everybody's spitting out their gum and I was like, I don't... Did you volunteer to, or did I bet you?
I can't even remember
I don't
how
either,
it
but
started.
Somehow I was like, you should chew that gum.
Yeah,
and
this
Peter
big
was,
wad of multicolored...
Every single person who had fucking spit it in there. So this was chewed gum from 50 people.
Strangers.
Oh my God.
Unknowns.
These classy people that come to Elitch's and chew gum before they ride.
These hot babes.
Oh, it was disgusting. And so here's the greatest... Well, the whole thing is great and fucking terrible.
Yeah.
But so Peter's girlfriend, new girlfriend at the time, was not amused. She was
disgusted. She was...
aghast.
Gagging a little.
Yeah, yeah. I was. I was laughing and puking.
You were laughing and gagging
so hard. Yeah.
Well, it was the big wad of gum, and for every time you closed your mouth, you know, one time I close, it's cinnamon. Another time, it's juicy fruit. Another chew, it's spearmint.
And so here's
Bubblicious.
But before you even started chewing it, I was like, I'll give you $1. And you got incredulous, and you're like, $1? And that adorable voice you had, because you hadn't gone through puberty yet at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And other people who didn't know you in the line, other people that had nothing to do with our school that were just in line were like, I'll throw in $1.
Yeah.
Like people fucking, we brought Elitch's together that day. I don't think anybody ever paid. I mean, I don't think you got one goddamn cent. And then everybody around us was disgusted.
Yeah.
Right. You grossed out the ride.
The line,
It was so...
I ruined the line.
You ruined the line.
Your ride was the best ride of the night, the day. It was so disgusting.
It was the thrill. There's no need to get on the ride after you see a guy put stuff in his mouth that was in the mouth of 400
so
other people.
So fucking gross.
Yeah.
And it was the beginning of your long and slow descent into pornography with dicks in your mouth.
Yeah.
So
long and slow descent?
I take them slow.
Hey,
that's the key, ladies in the deep throat. You don't just fucking shove it in there. You go slow.
You want to hurt your throat? Is that what you want? No, and the worst part is, well, the best, no, the capstone to the story is later you told your mom, or I told your mom.
Mm-hmm.
She wasn't amused. She wasn't impressed. She was just like, you can get hepatitis that way, Peter.
Yeah.
And like walked away disgustedly.
So I'm going to put on number 3, forced to chew gum.
Forced to chew gum.
Yeah.
That's how it's going down in the records.
Okay.
Now that you mentioned lisp, I feel like I have a lisp again.
Listen.
Fuck you.
No, you really are Billy Quiz Boy. He has a lisp, too. You have a fucking huge skull.
That's not a lisp. That's too much saliva. Lisp is like this.
Oh, that's true. Well, it sounds better.
That's just, I don't know how that happens. You just have too much saliva.
Maybe you've got a big tongue. All right, so what's number 4, Ian?
Number 4.
I'm going to just put 4. Fuck Alec.
Say it like you would really say it.
That's how I
how
just
do you, how do you
it.
Lisp? I know I wanted you to lisp it.
I don't know.
I don't
feel like it's
lisp,
at the
Alec.
End of words.
Yeah, it's got to have an S in there. Say fuck Stanley.
No, I could do the beginning S's. It's the ending S's. That was too many S's.
God
okay.
damn it. All right.
Did you have one?
I was
sounded
gonna,
like you were. You sounded like.
All right, I sounded fuck like that I shit. Had something. I guess I'd say something that we don't like about Disneyland or Disney World.
A reason to not go to Disneyland.
Oh, Parade of Lights. It's lame. It's terrible.
That's not good enough.
No,
you know, it's wasteful. It's wasteful, damn it.
All right.
Wasteful. bad for the environment.
Right.
That's not really a reason for me to not do something, because I would go to a place that's just you go and they throw an old car in a river.
You would go for it. Not only would you want the parade of lights change, you want to change to burning styrofoam instead.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
Burning styrofoam parade.
Exactly.
Why not?
You know what I like and hate about them? So this could be number six.
Okay.
The Disney money, the Disney bucks.
Oh, yeah.
That's such a great fucking scam. That's such an unbelievable, like, buy the shit that is the same as money, but you can only use it here, and it's worth less.
It's
we
like
have weird like conversions.
Yeah.
It's like how Microsoft Points does it now, where $5 gets you 47 points, and everything costs $55.
You can't just buy a game. You have to like buy these points and then translate those
points. And you always have extra points. Somehow they did the math algorithm so that no matter what, if you purchase any ever, you're always going to have like 75 extra points.
I blame arcades for starting this, because here's the thing.
Yeah.
The guy who ran the fucking arcade was a complete idiot, couldn't figure out anything, couldn't even run an arcade, but somehow he did it one time in his life. He did like a Goodwill Hunting and figured out some crazy algorithm so that no matter what amount of money you put in, you got tokens back instead of quarters, so you couldn't spend them anywhere else. And no matter what you put in, somehow you would not be able to spend down to where you had none.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you wanted to play like Nintendo Ice Hockey, where you pay not even for a game, but for time.
Right.
You put it in and you get 1 minute. So they somehow figured out this crazy formula, or carnivals are the same way. It's the fucking worst degenerate pieces of shit.
But they give you 17 tickets where each ride takes 5 tickets.
Yeah, and somehow you have 2, which is not doesn't work on anything. You always end up, there's some way to always end up with the wrong number.
That's what we're talking Microsoft Points. I know you don't have TV or computer or electricity.
No.
But
yeah, this is all being recorded on Wax Cylinder.
Ooh.
Right.
Wax Cylinder, Ronco.com.
Just want to let everybody know that
our sponsor,
President Wilson, he's great.
Yeah.
My joke went no further.
This just
than
in. President Wilson, great.
Thank you.
Moving
President
on.
President Wilson is gangbusters. Moving on.
Thank you for taking that and running with it.
Okay.
All right. Oh, so reason number 7. So I did there. There we go.
You did some fake money. Yeah that's
fake
good.
Fake money thing.
That's bullshit.
Yep, it is.
I'd say like they've developed monorail, like the only mass transit system in Florida, and it goes nowhere. It goes to Disneyland, it goes to a hotel, that's it.
So you're angry because it makes you realize that this is a viable form of public transportation, but only exists in this small
space. It only exists in this very small space, but you're like, man, it would be so nice if I could take this from my home to like to work, or if I could take something like this from my home to a bar. It's like all I can do really is I can be like, well, I can go from this hotel to Disney World.
I'm glad you brought that up.
Right.
Because I was at a work function. And it's kind of an icebreaker thing. They said, everyone, tell us your name, your job, and the best trip you've ever taken.
You were like, LSD, woo!
Yeah. I think my answer was, one time I went to Chicago, and we saw this lady get arrested, but we thought she was getting assaulted. Do you remember that?
No.
We were outside of we're on
was
Michigan Avenue.
Was this our first
Avenue.
Trip?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Awesome.
We're like 18, we're on Michigan Avenue, the Miracle Mile, fancy fucking stores.
Right,
right.
This woman comes out, and
I do remember that.
Yeah.
We were like, should we help her?
There's this
the
woman,
big black
and a
guy.
Huge black guy is holding her by the arm, and she's like, Stop holding me. And there's this giant black guy, and he's just dressed in street clothes, and she is screaming, and everyone's kind of standing there. But then, other people from the store come out, and it turns out,
no, people went up to the black guy first, and he's like, she's a shot. Like, he had to explain. He like calmly and awesomely and blackly was like, she tried to steal. Mine sounds like I can't do black.
Hang on.
Okay.
She tried to
keep that. Keep that thought in mind. Right. I'm gonna do some stuff here. Okay, now say it.
She would try to steal stuff. I work here.
Okay. Wow, that sounds a little bit more like. Could you say squeal like a pig in that? Say it.
No, because I already readjusted.
Oh.
It's too late.
Okay, so anyway, it was cool because, we're like, I think he's raping her. And then, turns out she's a fucking degenerate.
Yeah, and other people came back and she had stolen from the store.
Yep.
Right. He was plain clothes.
That
so
was cool.
I said that was my best trip. Nice. And that's how good I described choice. It was an incident of racism.
That was our first fight, too, you and I.
Yeah, we had a big fight because we got lost and then offered drugs.
Yes. Oh, lock the door.
Yeah. We had an
incident. Go.
We were turning around. And these guys were coming up to the window, and it was like, go.
It was so scary. We were like, even though I'm sure they were just going to try to sell us drugs and not like.
Yeah,
get in
that's
car,
what
but
the
we
next
were
day we were describing to my grandma why we got home at 3 instead of 11.
Your grandma.
Ah.
And you know, we were like, we're in this fucking scary neighborhood turning around, and these guys start coming up to the car, and we just peeled out, and she's like, oh,
she
they were just trying
us.
To sell you drugs.
It was so great.
They thought you were kids from the suburbs.
That's what she said.
Which you were in no danger. Well, we were, but, yeah. Well, had I known they were going to sell us drugs, you I wouldn't have been just, so, yeah. No thank you, sirs.
Oh,
but
Marge. Oh, Midge.
Don't let this turn you off from other whites.
Madge. Yeah.
So, okay, so everyone had to tell their favorite vacations, and mine's a tale of, you know, drugs and fucking black guys. And
it's a great story is what you're saying.
And then right. Half the people there said their best vacation as adults was
Disney World. Or land.
A place where there's no booze, right. No nightlife, no nothing.
Do they have kids?
Sure,
no,
but how is that your best trip?
I'm not.
Trip?
Yeah. I'm saying if that's your best trip, you have a sad fucking life.
Exactly.
Right. No,
so
that's
I'm
great.
Put sad
soul
vacation.
Sucking, yeah. Oh, that is so horrible.
If you can say that Disneyland is your best vacation, you either have not taken enough vacations or you're very sad. Or
yeah.
Both. Or too into your kids and I just don't want to talk to you.
Mm.
That okay. Is, yeah, I totally agree. I have a friend who's like, she loves going to Disneyland,
right.
And she's 30. And I think,
she's
like,
she's kind of boring.
And she kind of goes, like, from little place to place and, you know, mm-hmm. Eats the little food there. And I think, like, why don't you go to Las Vegas
she's
and do
like,
the exact
you
same thing?
You can have
thing.
Totally. Chinese and Indian.
Why
in
don't you go
worlds?
To China or India?
Yeah.
Or even, yeah.
Like, you go to Las Vegas, it would cost less money.
Totally.
And you could do all the same things for
that's,
better, you know, and get better quality stuff.
That's
it's
a great point.
Well, I'm not saying yeah. That you have to go on vacation and be fucking banging a stripper while another stripper is banging
no.
You in the ass with a strap-on who's also, like a train of strap-ons.
Like Human Centipede, but with
yeah,
sticks.
You don't right. Have to take your vacation to some guy's basement and have your head implanted into someone's ass.
Right.
But what kind of vacation doesn't have that? Really?
If you want, he's not saying you have to.
Yeah.
But you can if you want
okay,
to.
Okay.
I'm
fair
just
up.
Saying.
Teach their own.
Yes.
There's a midpoint between a child's vacation, a two adult vacation, and that midpoint is where you want to hit.
Right.
I'm not saying I have to be drunk on vacation to enjoy it, but I need the
option.
You need
option. A night. Oh, so did I in yeah. Chicago the second time.
Yeah.
Mm. The show's not dedicated to you. You know who.
All right. Amy.
Okay. God damn it. We're using fake
two
names.
Two more. That okay. Was a fake name.
Oh. Nice.
Yeah. Nice. Her real name is Laura Ingalls Wilder.
She was a delight.
Yeah.
Okay.
Two more horrible reasons. I've got another good one.
All right.
As an adult, you go to Disney, you got these fucking people dressed in the character costumes. It's not magical. You know that that's a fucking...
The job.
Someone being destroyed inside.
Oh,
yeah.
Pretending.
Yeah,
and when you see them do... Or you know what's worse than that, I think? Like, I'd rather be in the Goofy costume than be Aladdin. And you're just out in your normal clothes
people,
and
yeah.
Everyone can see you into your eyes.
But
and you have to be like, Prince Ali, dee bee bee, grandpa da bob and Mahmoud doo roof doo-ba-doo-doo, and Egypt's really all fucked. We're gonna get real fucked.
Oh,
so
that was nice.
Yeah, I couldn't rhyme with
that. It was funny till the end.
You know what? Topical, too.
Yeah.
But Aladdin. What about... And here, you can make that slash. It make me angry to see flash. All of the hot like princesses
Jasmine,
now.
Yeah.
Because when you're a kid, it's magical and fun.
Yeah.
Now you just see them and you probably want to bang them.
Yeah.
And you're probably there with a significant other. And they're probably
right.
Pretty and annoying.
Yeah.
And you're like, you only got this job because you're pretty annoying. Because
you have a flat tummy and you're
I
supposed
could,
to be Princess
yes.
Slutsman.
So right. I could only be Goofy. So
yeah.
You want to be Goofy, but I would hate all of the Aladdins for being handsome and brown.
Oh.
And I'd want to fuck all the Jasmines, which would make me hate them too.
You know what else would happen too? Because you've been married for 25 years, your wife would
well,
think
that's
it
what
was
I mean,
real.
In the future, like now, this.
Yeah, and your wife would think it was real hilarious to take your picture with the hot princess.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd be trying not to. You'd be thinking about touching her ass.
Yeah,
it's worse than her being mad or jealous, where she's like,
she's
"Oh,
like,
go ahead,
get
do
right
it.
In there with her, get friendly.
Isn't she pretty?"
Right, because your wife knows or believes you're so and unattractive. There's just no way this is gonna happen.
Yeah,
that's true.
So you're just crushed.
So there, I'm glad I made 9 real bad there.
Yeah, nine is pretty fucking bad.
I don't know, like 9, that'll be tough.
Unhappy
to top.
Future. Yeah,
yeah.
Right. You're unhappy. Future.
Aladdin slash Jasmine slash the future.
The future.
All right, so what's 10?
We need one more.
I got one that I think will appeal to you, Peter. Now,
go
Disney
for it.
Songs are full... Are, Disney movies
Disney
are almost...
Songs. I'm
yeah,
just
Disney
write
songs
that.
Are all musical, so that will be everywhere.
That's true.
Oh,
that will, you will be
yeah.
Inundated with musical numbers
and you
dancing
do hate music.
And everything
Christ.
Else. I mean, it's hard to even pick a worst one. I mean, It's a Small World is pretty, like, grating.
But at least that's like, not... I'm not going to be singing that later.
Right.
But I might, you know... I can show you the world.
That's true.
You will
shining,
not...
Shining, shimmering splendor.
You're singing it right now.
Yeah, there's a sense of...
Do you see what happened?
Right, there's a sense in which, like, you, as someone who hates musicals... will be surrounded by musicals. It'd be like living in a musical at all times.
I bet it really would.
It would.
So I think that would be the thing, like,
you know what else?
It's your version of hell.
I think you're right.
It's a problem, too, because you're in a musical, and it's like they break into song.
Right.
Yet I'm wearing, like, shitty khaki shorts.
Right.
Standing there, not being involved in the song.
So you're like that schlubby asshole in all the movies who's like, I don't know
standing
what's going
off
on.
To the side.
At least you'll be in the front of the line.
That's
that fucked
right.
up skull of yours.
Well, hopefully, my skull squeezes my brain, and then maybe Disney won't seem so bad.
You'll go from hating it to loving it and not really understanding it.
If I ever get so retarded because of my retarded skull,
I'll put you down.
Take me to Disney, push me off the log
ride. I promise you, you're going on that fucking rainbow ride.
Yeah.
Actually,
take me on there.
We'll take you on the rainbow. We should just push him in front of the monorail and then go somewhere else.
That's fine.
That's what we should
do. We'll take him. Yeah. No, let's go.
People like digging their own graves. You have like Soviet prisoners hanging from hooks.
Ooh. Yeah, all that shit.
Ooh.
Machine gun nest. And you know, at noon every day they have a quote prisoner escape, and then they gun them down.
It's pretty prestigious if you get to play the Führer.
Yeah.
Führer.
Yeah.
I don't know how to say it. You help me.
Lead prisoner, the lead Jew, who divides up the tiny piece of chocolate.
If you happen to be very, very lucky, you get to see someone run into the wire, you know, the electrical wire, and fry themselves.
Ooh. Yeah. Some lucky young girl gets to be Anne Frank's. They have the Anne Frank's house.
I had this great idea.
Uh-huh.
Just now. That was it.
This is one it's been brewing, but it's not ready, but maybe 20 more years.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they have this restaurant, Medieval Times.
Right.
Restaurant is a nice term.
Like
where
the cable guy, right.
Yeah, where you get to eat a shank of meat
and
drink
Pepsi.
Your ale.
Yeah,
and Pepsi.
Yeah.
And then you get to watch them. Yeah, okay.
So it's like old-timey. You eat a meal, and down on the floor, there's jousting.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Here's what I'm thinking. In the far future, because what is our version of jousting? And the restaurant is called Crips versus Bloods. So you get there, you sit down, you have like a meal of taquitos.
And 45?
Yeah, and 40, it's Pepsi, but it's in a 40 bottle.
Right.
And you know, then the guy comes out and he's the leader of, and you get a blue bandana or a red bandana, depending on which side you sit. You know, and the leader of the blue side comes out and he's like, yo, dog! And then, and they have this whole like gang drama go down. Doesn't that seem kind of the same?
You know what this, and I hate to take it away, but I want to talk about this because I'm afraid I'll forget for any other show in the future. Remember in middle school when they did that to us, where they divided half the room into like the kids who only got a black crayon and like one shitty sheet of paper with poop on it, and then the other kids, they gave like 16 Crayolas, and then they did that for like 10 minutes until the first little bitch kid cried.
Yeah,
and they were like, this is what segregation was like.
Yeah.
How do you don't think they do that anymore?
I remember when... No, I just heard there was a news story. Yeah. This is fucking hilarious.
All okay. right, here we go.
They had, at a school, they did a mock slave auction.
Oh!
Yes!
And so there was a random drawing to see which kids were slaves and which kids were the white owners.
Did any of the black kids...
Unfortunately, one black child was a slave.
Oh!
And so then, you know, they literally did a thing where they tried to make it real, so they told them to... feel his muscles and look at his teeth.
Oh, no!
And then set a price for him.
Did he sell for more or less than the white kids? Either way, it's fucked up.
Yeah, it was fucking crazy.
How many people got fired over this?
I think there was one teacher, you know, and of course their defense was, we do this every year, which is a really good...
to get out of it.
Well, yeah, it's a regular.
That's how you're going to get out of the pedophile rap. Oh, I'm sorry. I remember some listeners
alleged
don't care for
pedophile
that.
Rap.
Let's call
alleged.
It schmedophile.
I had this teacher who did a similar
and yes,
thing.
And alleged.
Alleged
and he was,
by many
he
kids.
Was one of my worst teachers. What he did, we'll call him Mr. Gomez.
What he did?
What he did.
Yeah, we both caught that.
Did I do that?
You don't have a lisp anymore.
I'm getting a little drunk.
What he did.
I'm just avoiding a lisp with whatever other methods
you're
I can think
of. You're just going to cover it up by having a lot of other weird speech
patterns. He was a right bastard, he was.
So I'll just do an accent.
You just got to do a fucking Irish accent.
So we'll call him Mr. Gomez. And he did this thing where his version of having a slave and an owner. One class, you either were a slave or an owner.
Okay.
And if you were a slave, you had to take the notes for the day and then go home and photocopy them and give them to everyone else.
Right.
And I was a slave. And so I was like, I'm not a slave. I'm a normal kid.
I'm a
fuck
man.
Fuck you. I'm not taking any notes.
Right.
Enjoy. Because what are you going to do?
Right. And
what
happened?
Live in reality.
Did he hit you?
Nothing.
Did he get mad?
They didn't have
even know
I
that
told,
you...
I told my slave owners, I was like, guys, I'm not taking notes, so if you want notes, you better take them, because you're not getting any.
You beat the system.
Yeah.
You're the guy who created peanuts.
And so then...
Didn't he end slavery?
Charles Schultz?
No.
Wow. George Washington Carver.
Oh, the nut.
Yeah.
Not the comic. I was like, it was
Snoopy
a pretty...
single-handedly ended.
The Red Baron shot General Lee and then ended the Civil War.
The Red Baron covered the Underground Railroad, which was disguised by Pigpen's dust cloud.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
That was pretty good.
I should stop drinking this beer. So...
What would be the purpose in that, Peter?
This motherfucker, the first day of class, he was a dick the entire semester.
Okay.
The first day of class, he puts a thing on the overhead projector, clicks it on. There's a picture up there.
Okay.
And it's an ultrasound, and it's a picture of his baby. And then he tells us this tale of how his baby was born with all these birth defects, and they had the choice to put it on life support or let it die.
He let it die?
And they let it die.
They let their fucking baby die, and he wanted
to
tell the 8th grade.
It was seriously fucked up.
No, I understand. Right. Not something you need to fucking hear. Like, I agree with their decision.
Yeah.
But why? Why
first
did he do
day
that?
Of
what class was it? Was it
history?
The so history this is the history of my deformed baby?
My dead deformed baby.
He went back from the beginning. So
what
this
a
was
fucking
a couple
dick.
Years ago, and then he went back. No, so.
All right.
And then after that, so he tells us this story where you're like, wow, I feel bad for this guy. After that, proceeds to be a huge dick
right.
the rest of the semester. Furthermore, I'll never forget this the rest of my life. Columbine happens.
Okay.
I'm in this class. We come back from lunch. It's on TV. Shootout, hostage, event that changed the face of going to school
forever.
Yeah,
right. Big deal.
Couldn't bring my guns anymore.
Obviously, yeah.
You used to have guns that I'm confused.
My
only
school
samurai,
guns.
Yeah. Like, he had his school guns. Like, now he had to switch only to his knives and samurai swords.
Oh, but remember, we have a friend.
Right.
We'll call him Floyd.
Yeah.
That got fucking suspended for bringing his, like, a little pocket knife.
Yeah.
They had it in for that poor bastard.
He was going to get it.
I was going to get it somehow.
So here's the thing. We get back. Columbine's on TV, and this is history class, and we're all thinking, this is a history in the making.
Right.
I mean, he has the TV set up showing it because it's breaking news.
Yeah,
it's happening
big deal.
Right now.
I remember we did the same thing for 9/11.
And you see little groups of kids running out of the school and shit.
Right.
So after about 10 minutes, he turns off the TV and proceeds to teach us about Rasputin.
Oh, nice.
And I was like, you're a fucking idiot. Fuck you and fuck your dead baby.
Yeah.
You're the worst teacher who's ever had a dead baby.
Well, he just wishes his baby had the recuperative powers of Rasputin. So
maybe,
you know,
I think that's what they did. They stabbed him and put him in a bag with a snake or whatever.
And then drowned him, I think. So that reminds me of another teacher that we had.
Mm-hmm.
We'll call him Carl. Not a Carl. Anyway, and he was always talking about how hot his wife was.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember? No, it might have been. Okay.
I mean, you have to give me a little few more specifics.
Well, he also had a tattoo that even though he claimed he was embarrassed about.
He had this whole soliloquy of, I can't fucking believe I did this. Sometimes when you're young, you make a mistake. He talked about it like he got drunk and fucking killed a kid on a trike.
Yeah, he was like DUI.
It was a tattoo.
But then he would show it all the time. It'd be like, I would never do this if I had the choice again. Check it out. I would never suggest any of you get one. Look, check it out right here. Look at it.
And all it was,
don't do this, but look. Like, it was so fucking...
And it was a compass rose. Yeah. So it says north at the top, and he's like, I was into sailing at the time. I regret it now.
I think he was talking about his ex-homosexual lifestyle.
I don't know what the fuck, because it was so...
He had a weird mustache, and he
was weird as
into
shit.
Sailing. I really think he was a strange, strange man.
Well, he talked about it like it was going to be a tattoo, a full chest of an open spread pussy close up with the devil's head coming out of it.
I kind of imagined like a skull, like an SS with an SS logo on the top of it.
Something
like
that.
You know, you know, like an SS guard fucking a woman, yeah. you know, like that kind of
thing. No, you're absolutely, yeah. it sounded like, you know, and so then, but no, the greatest part, like I brought it up for, was because he was like, my wife. I'm so lucky. In a weird, like, inappropriate way for seventh yeah. graders, where he'd just be like, she's so hot. Then he showed a picture.
Yeah.
Not that fucking hot. Even
she was
in
a
seventh
little,
grade,
as
a little...
seventh grader. And this is a time when we were looking at, you know, early 90s Playboys, so blown out hair and shit.
Right.
Even then, his wife, a little slutty looking.
And had a few too much road time on
yeah.
her. Like, you know, she looked
hard
like
miles.
She had. Yeah.
A lot of sailing tattoos, if you get me. A lot of living. There was another... There was another teacher who showed us a picture of his wife who was a bodybuilder. Do you remember
oh.
that shit?
Oh. Oh, God. I remember this guy. We'll call him Mr. G. He fucking did and taught karate
yeah.
and took himself and his math very seriously.
Oh, God. That, I actually, yeah, I had that guy, too. He accused me of cheating once.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was like, it was the kind of thing where I was looking up.
Right.
You know, I wasn't looking, I clearly was not looking at a paper, and I was looking up, and he took this very seriously.
Did he judo chop you?
Well, he was like, he threatened to.
He
got into a stance.
He thought you.
He got into a horse stance, and he was like, right. Are you cheating,
son? And he, which was his way of saying son. Mm-hmm. But he thinks you snuck in with suction cups. Spider-Man style, and
right.
wrote the answers to the test you hadn't seen on the ceiling.
Right. He assumed that basically...
Or you installed a mirror on the ceiling.
Well, somehow, I had done some kind of crazy thing that would allow me to glean answers from the lights. Mm-hmm.
So,
you know...
Which you clearly did.
Right. Which I didn't even start... Like, you could see on my test, I hadn't even filled anything
right,
out
right.
yet. So, I was like...
You cheated with the no answers.
Right.
You
had
like,
no answers.
So...
It was, like, I had my name on it, and then he's like... Then he wrote on the top of my test, like, caught cheating.
Are you serious?
Like, and he's like, well, we don't need to tell your parents about this. And I thought,
yeah.
what am I going to do? Yeah,
save your life
just,
there.
Yeah. What
You're welcome.
Your dad beat right. you.
He would have had to care to beat me.
That's
so.
True. He would have to been around to hit you.
Like, right. well, I'd raise a hand to my child, but the key word is raise.
He'd have to put his beer down in order to do that.
That's
so.
True. Hey, just because he was an alcoholic and a bad father doesn't mean he didn't give me $50 to buy tomatoes with.
yeah.
Which we... All
right,
so anyway.
Right.
Did you get an A on the test, first of all?
No.
And B, did you ever see the picture
did
of his
God
wife?
Did God make it rain and save you?
You know, like, I did see the picture of his wife, and it was one of those moments where I'm like, all right, universe makes sense.
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Not in that
yeah.
God got involved way, but like, yeah, it seems about right.
Yes.
Like, you're a dick. You have a terrible wife.
Yes.
You deserve this. Fuck you.
And
yeah.
he seemed...
Right.
Remember when they would do, during a couple of those assemblies,
oh,
they would do
my
their
God.
Karate.
He would do a karate like, demo.
What?
How much did
Listen,
you hate those assemblies?
I taught karate at the time. No, I did mm-hmm. karate at the time. Taught it later. Would never have fucking done that in a million years.
Yeah.
Would never have done it in front of contemporaries or at any other job other than, like, that shit. You know what for me it is? What happens in the dojo stays in the dojo.
Yeah.
I'm not one of those
it's
people
like
who's
Boy
like,
Scouts.
I have a... Well, some people
you have to not
do a
tell
thing.
Anyone.
Yeah, you don't fucking talk about the slightly
yeah.
embarrassing shit that
yeah.
you do. Especially if you teach kids in junior
right.
high or if you're in junior high.
It's like me
high.
Telling people about podcasting.
Listen,
exactly.
you can tell them now
Same
because
thing.
You're not in junior high. I'll
yeah.
talk about my comics now,
yeah.
but I'm saying if I taught fucking seventh graders, wouldn't bring it up to my seventh graders.
Well, these fucking...
Except for the ones that cheat.
If
like
you're a
guy.
Teacher and you participate in an assembly, kill yourself.
Yeah. If
do it. Just fucking end your life because that's what you need to do at the next assembly. If you're...
he should have committed seppuku. He should have had his
right.
big
yeah.
man and his wife chop his fucking head off after he
if
cut
he
his...
If he screams.
Yeah, yeah.
His Here's how it would start. There was always one teacher who was kind of the MC.
Mm-hmm.
And he would
right.
come and try and get you fired up,
right.
you know? And he'd be like, I don't hear any Wildcats
oh.
or something.
It was the lesbian fucking, it was the angry,
yeah.
thin, skinny vice principal and the giant
yeah.
lesbian principal that
and
would
it,
do it at the one where I'm thinking of.
Well, and I wish to, how great would it be if he was like, I don't hear any Wildcats, and then everyone screams, and he just pulls out a gun and blows his head off in the assembly.
It echoes the report.
Yeah.
The report just like
just complete silence. Other
and
than
then
that.
Everybody and then the screams start.
Yeah.
Ah! Oh, that'd be That would be great.
Everyone starts running out, even though it's the danger?
You know, the best part would be like if Willie the Wildcat or the mascot was like in the next room and didn't know that like
he comes running.
Right after he blows his own brains out,
he comes in and hears the scream. He's like, yeah, Wildcat. He's dancing around and he's just then he and it's like the best part is like he would look down and like see the principal's dead, but because the face can't move, is not animated, it would be like the same sort of excited, happy face,
right?
But it would be like doing the body motions of complete horror and terror.
Yeah.
You hear him throw up in the mask.
You see the mat, like the
out of the eye holes.
Like the eyes and neck hole, there's like vomit coming out of it. And then all of a sudden he's down and like someone's like, please pick up Willie the Wildcat.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
And okay. Because they can't budget for someone to clean the ceiling of a gym, there's always like a grease stain on the ceiling.
Talk about
like you walk in and you can't help but looking at the big red splotch on
that's
the ceiling.
That's a fucking assembly.
Yeah.
That is an assembly.
Tonight when I go to bed.
You can envision this guy in a Wildcat costume dancing next to a corpse, totally oblivious of the suicide that just happened in front of him.
It's going to be awful and awesome.
Oh, man.
All right.
Yeah. That would be so good.
Yep.
But instead, it's like one of the teachers comes out and like breaks a board doing karate and says, don't do drugs for no fucking reason. And then another teacher comes out and does like a free throw contest with a kid.
Somebody played a fucking accordion or something.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
lip syncing was a pretty good one.
Yeah, they all thought, because I mean, none of them had real skill.
No.
Oh, it reminds me before we're done of one more teacher who had to tell us stories about himself at the beginning of the year about fucking hitting the goddamn golf ball off of the goddamn
the Great Wall of China.
Fuck that guy. Suck my fucking cock, you asshole. I'm in fucking eighth grade. I'm fucking here because I have to be. I'm not interested in your bullshit. I'm not interested in why you think you're fucking unique. And he was such a fucking dick about it. He's like, you know what? I'm special. I'm different because people have done things more than me, but no one has ever hit a golf ball off the fucking the Tower of China.
The Great Wall of China.
He's like one of those guys who, there's Guinness World Records and some of them are cool, but then there's a guy who gets in because it's like, ate the most fucking Tic Tacs.
Just a douchebaggy
in an hour
skill thing.
Yeah, just he invented a new thing, and as soon as someone else knows that's a thing, they can immediately beat him.
Right.
Exactly.
I would love to tell. Okay, so
fuck that guy.
He had two really annoying assignments. The first thing of the year was he had this assignment. It had something to do with you can talk to God, and then it was time travel or something.
Okay.
And first day, he gives you this assignment, and he says, write one page. If you go and you bring back one page, the point of the assignment is to teach you a lesson.
Yes, he gives you
doing
a C-.
What he says is a C minus. If you wrote more than a page, you could get a B or an A. So he also had this assignment where you had to read.
Right.
And you had to sort of contract with him at the beginning of the year. So let's say you read 1,000 pages an A, 800 B, so on. And so you would sign for an A, but if you don't make an A, it's not like you get a B. If you read lower, you get a F.
Right.
Right.
So I signed up. And so every semester I'd sign up for an A because this is when I thought school was a thing that mattered at all in your life.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And I would sign up and then spend the last day before it was due reading in the bathroom with
furiously.
The fart fan on because then I could zone out. And I will never forget, I got on this kick where I was like, it's a good idea. I'll read these books based on movies. So I think I read like two 007 books.
The world is not enough.
And this is a crazy thing to say. The world is not enough. Book was better than the movie. Based on the movie, but still better. I was like, where's all the character development?
Right. You see the movie.
It's like a 190-page paperback piece of shit. And half of it's a preview of another. And, you could read these books because you couldn't read them unless the movie wasn't out yet.
Right.
Or if it was old or, you had to say what the difference. So then
To Kill a Mockingbird was fine, but not Blade.
I'm in the grocery store and I see a book called Terminal Velocity. Now, there was a Charlie Sheen movie called Terminal Velocity where the prime somehow it involved a lot of skydiving. He's like an expert skydiver.
Yeah, like it's some kind of skydiving thriller.
Did he have
yeah.
the blood of a tiger when he skydove?
Apparently.
Okay. He always had tiger blood. Okay. So
it was like a movie. It was one of these movies where he's like, he's the best, but you know, he's a loose cannon.
Right.
But then someone needs to fucking rob a bank, so they're like, we need the best skydiver ever, and it's Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
Okay, so I see this book.
Because they have that documented. I love in those yeah. movies, they just, anyone
the
in the
best?
World knows who the best skydiver
like,
is.
Like, as if you could just Google
right,
best skydiver in the world.
But this was even before, it was
yeah.
before Google, so there's like a big reference yeah, book true. Of like, we need the best in the world at something. Shoot, let's get this.
This is what would happen.
Desk reference at the library.
It would be these people around a boardroom.
Right.
And they're all discussing who's the best, you know, how are we going to do this? How are we going to pull this off? Should we go with this person's plan? I don't know. It's a little bit crazy. And she's like, listen, I'm telling you, this guy is the best fucking skydiver of all time.
You'll never find anyone better.
And
his
say,
dad died doing it.
Yeah. And
he's
kinda,
never stopped since.
And they're kind of like, well, how do you know? And she's like, I know. And they say, isn't he a loose cannon? And they say like, she's like, well, he's got his issues. And then it just fucking kicks in like he's skydiving and he's jumping out of the plane and it's going crazy. He's fucking chugging tequila.
It's like not even like a regular plane. It's like a crop duster or
yeah,
something.
And
yeah,
and he's skydiving with a topless woman or
right.
something like that.
Woo-hoo!
Oh, get ready. Yeah.
Nice.
So I see Terminal Velocity. All so right. being a dumb eighth grader, yeah. I'm thinking, okay, this is the book for me.
This Michael Crichton character
yeah.
probably wrote, yeah.
So I get Terminal Velocity. So I get home, and maybe 20 pages in, I'm thinking, wow, this is really different from the movie. Because it didn't occur to me that Terminal Velocity was like a physics term
well, no,
and maybe used
know.
For, it's there's probably 50 books called Terminal Velocity.
Right, right.
So it turns out to be a sexual espionage type thriller that was, I'm in eighth grade.
Right.
So sex ed is basically like a sperm hits an egg and that turns into a deformed head baby.
Right. Right.
So
you.
Yeah. And there were so it's this guy and his wife.
Okay.
And then this other guy comes in the picture who the wife claims is just someone she knew from the past.
Okay.
But as you get deeper, it turns out he's her ex-husband who's like this fucking scary black ops guy.
Okay.
And he basically comes back and just starts fucking the wife.
Right.
And then he's trying to get the husband to go into a threesome. And there's
oh.
a line. This is eighth grade. I don't remember shit from eighth grade.
Right, right.
I don't remember the first time I kissed or fucked someone.
But you.
But I remember this. The guy says something.
You didn't fuck anyone in eighth grade.
Well, no, but I
oh,
mean,
you mean your
yeah.
first.
In
you
his
don't
life.
Remember your first lay?
Eh, vaguely.
All right.
It was
right.
bad.
Well.
But that couldn't be yeah. memory. That's just sense.
Well, and they're right. all bad for you.
Yeah,
so
no
it's
shit.
Like, it was. All right, anyway, sorry.
One of the worst.
Yep.
Sorry, Ashley Martinez.
That's just a fake name.
Yeah. A fake
so,
name.
Her real name was Christine.
So we go, in the book, the guy has a line. He's talking to the husband.
Okay.
And he says something like, in medieval times, they believed that there was no greater feeling than when you're fucking a woman in the front and someone else is fucking her in the back and you feel the heads of your penises touch between her flesh.
Ian's hard right now.
At that point, I am.
Did you
100% sure this is not the Charlie Sheen movie
right.
that we
that
was
line.
Previously discussed?
Did you
yeah.
did you erupt? Did you explode? And your room was covered in semen at that time?
That was too
or
far
was,
for me.
I
really,
mean, this
it
was
too
like,
advanced. Thinking about cocks, one in the ass, one in the front,
right.
rubbing against each other through whatever is the barrier there. And I don't even
right.
know whether
I don't. Yeah,
it seems like you wouldn't feel the other cock. I don't really know.
Thankfully, I don't either.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's not
double stuffing a woman in that fashion.
Yeah,
I was like, this is a little too far.
Wow. Even
it's
in
way
eighth
too
grade,
advanced,
you are well,
yeah.
well,
yeah.
well aware that
it ends with some kind of thing where they're, you know, what are those? Okay, it's like a cross between a go-kart and a yacht, and you're on the ice.
Oh,
a Zamboni?
Like one of those hovercraft thingies?
No, there's a sail, and they're shooting across the ice, and he kills the other guy. The bad guy.
Oh,
is the bad guy the Black Ops husband?
Yeah.
I think
so
you
wait
know
a
I mean?
Minute.
It's like a boat that's kind of on a skate, basically.
Yeah, it's like a go-kart, but no engine, and you're sail-powered. and yeah, you're like on the ice.
Okay, but it's like it doesn't have wheels. It has like a skate.
A bobsled with a sail.
Okay, yeah, we'll call it whatever. We'll call it a sled.
Why doesn't he kill the wife? I mean, if she started fucking him.
That was the part that didn't, even then, I was like, so wait, she just starts fucking him and...
And then she's not the bad guy? I mean, he murders the
there
Black
was something,
Ops guy.
Something where she gets drugged out, he drugs her or something, so she's not culpable. But at the same time, I was like, you know... I know she's the victim here.
Right.
I don't think this marriage is going to work out.
Even then,
right.
After you guys were talking about double stuffing her, and
right,
you come
right.
home and he's fucking her and she's hanging halfway out the window.
You clearly remember this book well.
It scarred me.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. You know, I did the same thing. I read R.L. Stein books.
Okay.
brother
Say
of
cheese
Ben
and
Stein.
Die. Fucked you up.
Yeah, yeah. No, fuck you. No, he wrote a fucking adult book.
Oh.
And I went. I remember going to Centennial Park.
You're like, hey, R.L. Stein.
I was so excited.
Yeah.
And I was probably, you know, like, I'm ready for adult fare, thinking that it was like adult as in scarier.
Yeah.
Like the dog is haunted, not
sure.
just the kid. Or whatever. Fucking exactly the same thing. It was like about fucking
and
like the first couple pages. And I think I was reading it like in the back of the car or something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or like just reading it, not thinking anything inappropriate. Mm. And then I felt so dirty. I was like, oh God, this book. It was very inappropriate and uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I didn't enjoy it. I was like very like,
Yeah.
I didn't purposely do this, and
now
I've been thrust
and now I'm
into
trapped
the world
into it.
Of, yeah, yeah.
That's how I felt. And I had to finish this 1,000 pages.
Right.
And it didn't get super inappropriate till halfway, and I was like, I gotta finish.
How'd
you
do
you
your book report?
Through.
I mean, did you fucking talk about...
That's what I thought, too. I completely skipped over the sexual elements and just kind of talked about the thriller elements.
You were
elements.
Smart enough then to not put in your book reports. I got uncomfortable when he talked about fucking her in the asshole while the other guy was fucking her in the
vagina. Shit. Imagine you're fucking 13 or whatever.
So, no, what I'm saying is you were smart at 13.
Oh, in the report.
Yeah.
In the book report.
Let's see. I didn't find the character development to be very full... the ending wrapped
like
up a little too nicely. Also, the part about feeling the head of another man's cock while you're double stuffing your wife was a little much for me. I'm not saying it was well written. It was titillating, but not for me.
It just felt a little tacked on, you know, like it wasn't necessary.
I feel like even though she was the victim of rape, sort of.
Yeah.
I'm not saying she deserved it, but I don't think that they're going to work out.
Yeah.
Anyway, I got my A for contract.
My prediction part, yeah.
Yeah, you could be like, even though you hit a golf ball off the top of the great state of China.
You know what, we've
the
all...
The pyramids of China. The Leaning Tower of China.
The Eiffel China.
The Slanted Tower of China, if you will.
That was...
Oh, God.
Chinkaloid of you.
Let's cut that out.
Anyway, no, you could be like, I am going to try this when I'm older.
No, you're
I'll
right.
Be the first one to do that.
He taught me that he did something that no one else has done.
Right.
I don't think any other eighth graders in that class
you know what
read
you...
a fucking semi-erotic.
You read an erotic thriller.
You know what you get when you fuck a woman, you and just the woman, missionary style? C-. You learned that from that fucking
right.
You know I what contracted you get? For a double stuff. I'm getting a double stuff.
All I'm saying is if you do the bare minimum, then you get a C-.
Yeah.
So you're going all the way.
Yeah.
Mm. Good times.
I do have actually one sort of related question to school.
Okay.
So we're both coming up on, Ian, I think yours is actually probably coming right up here.
Like this year, probably.
10-year high
this
school
summer.
Reunion.
You going?
Are you going?
Well, no, because I have a new job that starts around the same time.
Okay.
So like, it's the kind of thing that I wouldn't go because I would be just successful enough to not go.
Yeah,
mid-range. Mid-range. Like, there's a sense in which, like, if you're really super successful, you don't go because you don't give a shit.
You don't even know.
Yeah, you know, it's not even a blip on your radar.
You're making tons of money and fucking your wife and your girlfriend.
And if you're sort of like, if you're a hobo.
And your girlfriend.
Right. Your wife, your mistress, everybody.
Really? You have been drinking.
Yeah, that set me off into giggle time.
Right.
I apologize.
That's
go on.
Right. But there's also a sense if you're on the other end of the spectrum, like if you are.
That
like,
was my Roseanne
life.
Okay, sorry.
Right.
If you're
on Skid Row, like you don't go to your high school
because
reunion ever because you're such a fuck up.
Yeah.
And plus, like you have to hold on to your life with both hands, so you don't have time to spare.
Okay.
Right.
But it's sort of like if you are I won't even say like a mid, and I'm like in a mid range of success, but there's a sense in which if you're like a mid range, but you're on the failure side,
right.
then you go. Like if you fired out a ton of kids,
wait.
You
still
then you go.
I agree with you.
You totally go.
Okay.
I agree that mid to failure range is exactly what high school reunions are for. You're like, you're a little paunchier. You still live in the same town. I'm describing myself, and I'm going to kill myself after this show. But no, it's, you know, it's like, you don't go, no, I agree with you 100%.
You haven't screwed up so badly.
You're not necessarily embarrassed to the point you don't want to see anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of want to know what happened to them enough that you'll go, even though you don't really want to.
Right.
Talking about this makes me realize I'm not going to fucking go.
Yeah, that was,
there's a sense
are you
in which,
going?
Although no. I don't have like a lot, I'll have a mid-range of success, I have momentum going away from going to the high school reunion.
Yeah,
so
you're
like going
you're
up.
Choosing the right,
yeah, right.
fucking, you're the okay. new job.
Right.
Yeah, go. No, I'm not going.
You're not
you?
Going?
No.
No. Okay, now let me rephrase this question.
Okay.
You're in the same place, not geographically. Let's say you live here. It's
all
not hard to
I do.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, what,
that was more for
you're
you.
You're saying like the logistical.
You're the
like,
same
the
place,
not in the way.
Job-wise, whatever, all that kind of shit.
Okay.
Location's
but,
not in the way.
But
okay.
you're single. Then
okay.
do you go?
If I'm single, do I go?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would actually say, I think there's a sense in which if I'm single, and I'm like, and I'm looking, right? Or am I just like, I don't...
You're single.
I'm single.
I'm asking you.
Are you looking?
I think I would go in that mm-hmm. case. I mean, it seems like I've got nothing to lose.
Yeah, what if you find... Sure. What if you, like, you laugh again? You're like, hey, you look great. Oh,
yeah.
And then you guys fall right back into that rapport, and then bam.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
You could
bam.
Bang someone and then never see them again,
yeah.
or, like, not see them for another decade.
And
so.
If there was any okay. that got away, like, from high school that
true.
You always wanted, and then you see them this time and you fuck them... I feel like that's a good, like,
okay.
What's the yeah. word? The French word? For when you finally...
Fuckfest?
Le forfait. The French...
Double stuff?
Yeah.
Le double
anyway.
Stuff.
Yes.
So, stuff double.
That,
yeah.
yes. So, 69 cents.
Stuff double.
But, yeah.
Right.
That's a good answer.
So you would go if you're single.
Would you?
Boy. Well, here's the thing. Because you're not on Facebook.
No.
I feel like Facebook is kind of an ongoing high school reunion.
Yeah.
God, you're convincing me that the best decision I ever made is not getting on Facebook.
It's not good.
I think there's a sense in which, like, I agree with you that Facebook is that way.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, Facebook, you're not really meeting an actual person. You're meeting, like, the best times this person has. So
yeah, the best pictures of them 3 years ago.
Best pictures of them 3 years ago.
Right.
Like, the pictures of their kids when
right.
they were actually cute. So, it's like, I'd like to see... Part of me would want to see some people, like... As they actually are.
Okay, and that's what I'm saying, though,
right.
is that I don't... If people got shittier than me, that doesn't really do anything for me. I think I'm shitty enough where seeing people who are shittier doesn't make me feel better.
Okay.
But I think that so many people from our class are with somebody or whatever.
Uh-huh.
I think the chances of fucking anybody are really low. And I know that based on Facebook, so I think that the chances of fucking someone... Versus the chances of ending up just talking to a bunch of people about their stupid fucking kids or their weird job or their
right.
new church or whatever.
Yeah.
Far outweigh. I think I would have about an equal chance just going to a crowded bar where there wasn't loud music.
Here's the thing. 1985, it made sense to go
yeah,
to
yeah,
because
you had no
school.
Fucking idea.
That's why
right.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
With Facebook, I agree with you 100%.
Yeah.
I don't fucking I have Facebook, and I still hear about... people we went to high school with
yeah.
from people that have Facebook.
Because everyone knows.
So
everyone
right.
knows what they're up to.
So exactly. So I agree with you. They
yeah.
used to serve a purpose, and you probably used to get laid more.
Yeah.
And that's the other thing. They were a mystery. They could come and be like, yes, I'm single. They could have been fucking married with kids. They could lie to you.
Yeah.
Now
there
you got
was
all
a
their
surprise.
Facebook shit. Yeah, yeah. So, well, and then it was easier. They got what they you both wanted.
Yeah.
Right.
They came and they banged and they were mysteries in the night.
Now,
never to be seen again. Now you'd be like, Facebook them the next day.
On the flip side. Do you think that this is a hard question to answer because none of us are all the single ladies?
Right.
If you're a single lady and you go to your high school reunion, do you think you're looking to get laid?
No.
No?
I think
no.
you're either looking... Listen, you either lost weight and you want people to see it,
mm-hmm.
or you're heavier, so you're probably very self-conscious and you're not trying to get laid.
Okay.
Or...
I'm not saying try. You're not going there explicitly to get laid, but are you
no.
more open to getting laid?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I don't
so there's no reason to go, ever.
I think, yeah, I think so. I actually have a hypothetical about that reverse of the Facebook question. Imagine your high school class,
mm-hmm.
but you saw, and you were single, but you saw that a lot of the girls going
oh,
were single.
Oh, that's fair.
Well,
that's
I mean, that's just like
that's
you're going.
That's why I'm asking,
but,
do
right.
you think they're looking to get laid or not? Because if they're not, then who cares?
Well, listen, if there's 10 single chicks and you found them all attractive
yeah.
and you think they're going, go. If there's
yeah.
two single chicks and you think they're attractive, like you said, go to a bar.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, I'm with you. Now it's a game of numbers. Like,
yeah.
There's a sense in which if there was sort of a single girl threshold, you cross that, you're like, and it's sort of like you might as well go.
Right.
You at least, it, like, you have better odds than you do it at a bar, actually, because like you at least have something in common with these girls.
You remember them. Sure. You can drink, but it's not. Yeah, you're like, but it's because it's fun. We're at a reunion. Yeah. No, I say yes.
Yeah, I mean, there's a threshold you would cross, and it's sort of like if it's no effort, then...
Yeah. I say 5 to 6 single ladies or more.
So the overall advice, if you're a single man with nothing to lose, go.
Yeah,
right.
Otherwise, do not go.
I think so.
Right.
I'm not going to go. I'm friends still with everybody from high school that I want to be.
Yeah.
I can hear about anybody else by asking people who are on Facebook, which is everyone but me.
True.
And, that's it. I don't care what happened to that kid that I went had a couple classes with, and I'm like, oh yeah. You, I recognize your face. You're older. Yeah.
Fuck him.
Look, you're bald now. Yeah. I don't give a fuck. It's the same thing.
Fuck Josh Wayne.
It's the same thing. Oh, I fucking hated when those teachers called me that fucking guy with the Mr. G with that fucking big woman man wife.
Yeah.
He was always confusing me with Josh Wayne, and I was so fucking angry.
Which is weird. You guys weren't really alike.
No. Well, and then people would confuse me with
glasses.
Ian, too, with Ian Schofield.
Yeah.
He was short and angry.
Yeah.
I mean, fucking Josh Wayne was nerdy, but he had long, stringy crap hair. And I was fatter than him at the time. I think he got fatter.
You guys weren't really that much
alike. No, we really weren't.
You know what was disappointing about Josh? Because he was like the classic nerd. You know, glass, sweatpants, all that
shit.
Oh,
my God.
Nerd from Central Casting.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. If you were doing a 90s nerd movie, he would be the guy.
He was bad.
Too perfect. I was in a class with him, and maybe it was just this class. But he got like a fucking D on
a test.
Yeah,
it was dumb.
And
no.
I was like, what's the point of being a fucking nerd if you're getting bad grades? That's
Here's the
one
problem.
Good thing.
He was like a religious kid. He wasn't even a nerd. He didn't.
That
even
was
like,
the nascency
he was into
of that,
like,
too.
Like video games and snakes.
Yeah.
I mean, he was...
Yeah, snakes.
He wasn't into books and pocket protectors and fucking
computers
reading.
Or something.
Yeah. No, or even comics or something. Right. He was like worse than nerd. He was borderline, like I said, snakes.
Churchy was bad, too, because I think now you could... They do this thing where they're like, dodgeball tournament sponsored by a churchy group. It's a trick.
Right.
But back then, if you were the churchy kid, you were fucking weird.
Oh, and
you
like
were
the
a weirdo.
Churchy, that was icing on the fucking weird kid.
Yeah.
So that poor kid, at least Schofield, super angry but smart. And in the fucking tiny foreign cars. He's a tiny angry kid who liked tiny foreign cars. I never
He was a
that.
Good drummer, too. So there's a sense in which like he was mad, but he was good at
and
something.
And smart.
Right.
He was
and you're
smart.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, he was the more traditional nerd.
Right.
Where
right.
he wasn't doing great socially, but you're like, well,
he's going to be fine.
Smart and he's got skills. Yeah. He's the
if
one
he grows
where they're
another
like,
7 inches, he'll be
watch
fine.
Out for the nerd because they're going to be your boss.
Yeah.
Day and you're like, him maybe, but Josh Wayne's not.
No.
If he's my boss, I'll quit Arby's and go somewhere else.
Seriously.
It's not that bad.
Yeah, you'll cross the street to McD's.
Yeah, we'll be fine.
Anyway.
All right. I think we did it, guys.
Felt good.
Yeah.
What do you guys think?
Good times overall.
The helpful snow globe.
Do you guys want to...
Snow fort.
Snow fort.
Snow fort. Ooh, snow globe's good, too.
Yeah.
That'll be the travel version.
The helpful snow globe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, do you have a... Let's do this. Final shout-out to someone you won't be seeing at your high school reunion.
Ooh, I'd have to go with my junior prom date because she died of an embolism.
Oh, that's...
Wow.
I don't know how...
That's true.
Oh, who is that? Oh, I do know who that was.
Yeah, so...
She was nice.
She was nice, so it's kind of... It's not a joke shout-out.
Her
like
sister?
Nice.
Hot.
Yeah, that's weird.
Oh
too.
My God!
Like, yeah.
All right.
Anyway.
Well, no, I just want to know who it is.
Cheers to her. Cheers to Stephanie.
Yeah, she's dead, so she won't hear it.
I'm sad for her. Cheers to her.
I would hope so, because if this is what you have to do in the afterlife, bad times.
Good to hear,
Peter. Oh God!
Helpful snowman. What about you? Who are you excited to cheers to not see?
Let's see. Who would I cheers to? It's not that I'm excited to not see her. There was this girl who was really nice named Kaylee Yago.
Uh-huh.
And I remember one time we were running. It was track.
Okay.
And a fucking fly or something flew right in my eye and I couldn't get it out. And she stopped and pulled it out of my eye delicately.
That's wonderful of her.
Yeah, you know you have those moments like you have a dream about a girl in a class and you kind of fall in love with her for 3 days.
Yes.
It was one of those.
That is.
So yeah,
that's beautiful.
Good for her.
That's beautiful.
Yeah,
she was nice. She broke her arm once.
She was nice.
She played soccer.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm gonna say for me.
Hey, okay.
Lisbon. You're all giggling
as fuck.
Mine's gonna be, and again, not because I'm excited to not see him, but Holly and Heather.
Yeah.
Because I'd like to know if I did go, if I could still not tell them apart. Because yeah, I could never fucking tell them apart. Everybody else seemed to have no problem with it. Truly and honestly, couldn't tell them apart.
Yeah, busty blonde twins who were hard to tell apart.
Very busty.
Yep. All right. Well, thanks for listening, everybody.